This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Evangelical preacher who lost his place in congregation because he stopped believing in hell and began preaching something called the gospel of inclusion.
Listen to Self-Determination January the 7th, 2007 from 9 to 11 p.m. and a special program from January 8th, 2007 from 7 to 8 p.m. that Monday, and Tuesday, Earth 101, January the 9th, 2007 from 10 to 11:30 a.m. to participate in revolutionary radio where the topic, the destructive power of religion, is explored in greater detail. It won't be the same without you. I'm Akua Fayette.
I'm OBDK Kamau of Self-Determination.
Martin Luther King Jr. stated in his World House essay that the peoples of the world must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or together we will perish as fools. On Saturday, January 13th, 2007, thousands of Houstonians will come together as brothers and sisters to celebrate the prophetic voice and mission of Dr. King with a march on the street named in his honor, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and conclude with a celebration rally in McGregor Park. On Saturday, January 13th at 6 p.m., KPFT airs the voices of March speakers and attendees as part of a We Are the Dream special. For more information about the march, call the District D Council Office at 713-247-2001 or visit our website at www.wearethedream.org and tune in Saturday, January 13th at 6 p.m. for a We Are the Dream special. This is 90.1 FM KPFT Houston.
Wake up in the morning with a headline. following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours. Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world, and welcome to this week's edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. I'm Jimmy Carper. I'll be your co-executive producer for the evening.
Hello.
And there...
It's Papa Merlin.
It's Merlin.
Yeah, hi. Yeah.
Well, I'm Chris here. Is not here tonight.
This is true.
He's out sick.
This happens.
Chris is the other co-executive producer.
Yeah.
Which means... I don't have to do all the work anymore.
Yeah.
That's what that meant.
Yeah.
He has to do most of it. So, yeah. He gets a night off every now and then.
Every once in a while.
How you doing? How was your New Year's?
I'm good. It was odd.
It was very odd. This whole season was odd for me, too.
A friend of mine was saying he was going to go over to one event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hate bars with a passion.
Oh, yeah.
I truly hate bars. So... But this is sort of a slash coffee shop, restaurant-y kind of place.
Oh, yeah?
But they were charging $85 at the door.
Excuse me?
And I was sitting there thinking, they can kiss my queer, you know. Anyhow.
And everything you've got is queer.
And every last thing.
Yeah.
So I went back over to Hollywood Cafe.
Yeah.
And sat there and talked to several friends of mine, one of whom was inebriated... up to his eyeballs.
Gee, go figure.
He was much more sober 3 hours later when I left. We were so I basically sat there for the most of the evening and watched the adventure, including the one tall, blonde, inebriated person who was wearing nothing but his underwear. It wasn't hard to look at, but you know, it becomes it's a little less attractive when you're stumbling into things.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Just slightly.
Well, the music that you heard at the beginning of the show was from Scissor Sisters.
Scissor Sisters.
From their new CD, Ta-da.
Oh,
it was called I Don't Feel Like Dancing. They are your favorite group here.
They have become my favorite queer group.
And you've got the video and everything.
Yes, I've got a thing of their of a concert that they did. It's a DVD of a concert they did, and which was given to me by a certain red-headed boy we know and love.
Oh, yes. Speaking of that red-headed boy we know and love, our first segment tonight will be, after Hours Quickies, the first segment will be Hatch.
Yes.
But for our After Hours Quickie, we've got two people here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Falcon from the Colt 45s, and we've got Chris Beck, who is running for Emperor of the Empire of the
Royal and
Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star, Reese's.
Yes.
So let's do a couple of little things here and get right to it, because we've got a packed show. PFLAG Houston, their January 7th meeting, which is like later today, is on bisexuality, and it's being held at St. Paul's United Methodist Church, which is located at 5501 South Main at Ben's. That's from 2 to 4:30. So you can still listen to this show, go to sleep, and make that meeting. Bisexuality, which, you know, after the Hatch segment, that's the second segment we've got on bisexuality. The bi group is here this week. I see.
We didn't pull your chain yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Not yet.
Don't worry. You'll know.
All right.
Not yet.
They're so eager for, you know.
I like it when you pull in a special way.
Well, there you go. You know, you pull it the right way, it works so well. What are you looking for? You're looking for this sheet that you handed me?
Yes. I want you to.
The one that also says something about January 7th?
Yes.
Ah. Please mark January 7th on your brand new 2007 calendar. I have a witch's calendar I bought this year. To attend the first ICOH event scheduled for the new year. The ICOH, please join the ICOH Crown Prince
CPR, Crown Prince Royale.
Yeah, Craig Farrell and Sarah
Showlander,
thank you.
Sarah and her Showlanders.
And her Showlander. Well, as they host the Elvis Presley birthday tribute show at Michael's Outpost on Sunday, January 7th at 6 p.m.
That's going to be so
sick. So go ahead and break out the tacky rhinestone jumpsuits, and tight leather pants, and join us as we pay tribute to the king of rock and roll. All proceeds benefit ICOH Rain, whatever that number is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do Roman numerals well. Legacy Community Health Services, Drug Assistance Program, 15% of proceeds go to the Lexi Bowen Community Fund.
Mm-hmm. That's for folks who are in dire need of money and they are not HIV positive.
Yay, very confident.
Yes.
And the only other thing here that seems is the most major credit cards gladly accepted.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And unfortunately, while that's going on, the Lip Synca Divas will be back at George's starting January 7th at 8 p.m. and again on the 21st, also at 8 p.m., with a monthly benefit on Friday the 19th. Benefits are open. We are excited to announce that our January special guest will be Miss Marcia Mink Gill. We hope that you're having a great holiday season and look forward to seeing you all in 2007 Shyla Michaels Lip Synca Diva show director.
Amazing.
And as you may have heard, Pride Houston is holding a meeting Saturday, January 13th to present its plans to move the annual GLBT Pride Parade and Festival to downtown Houston in 2008. A group of community individuals who object to the move, which will uproot the parade and festival from its traditional Montrose home, is meeting on Thursday, January the 11th at the Houston GLBT Community Center to discuss the most effective way to present our opposition to the proposed changes. So, that meeting is open to the public January 13th. At 6:30 p.m. at the community center.
Have I made my Star Trek reference to that particular idea?
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Yes, you have. So, just with those few items, let's go ahead and get to our After Hours Quickies this week. We've got, who have we got here? We've got Stephen Bunch, president of the Colt 45s, and Falcon, who is... In charge of vice? No, treasurer. Okay.
Treasurer.
Treasurer.
treasure of every organization, I think.
Gotcha.
Buddy Meyer's advice.
Yes. So what's up with the Colt 45s?
Well, we just got done having our Christmas show.
Oh, yeah. Boy, was that fun.
Thanks for spending all the money, Jimmy.
Well, Stanley called. I got that message. Yes, yeah, Stanley called and said I could spend all I wanted.
For those of you who weren't there, Stanley called during the middle of our show and told Jimmy to do anything he wanted.
And he announces this over the air.
Lovely.
At the bar.
And half the people are saying, who's Stanley?
Yeah.
Stanley, yeah. But the ones that knew.
And I went home with three wreaths.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's so rare. He
they were
the
wonderful. That was such a wonderful idea to do wreaths this year.
Exactly.
There was going to, what did we have, 15, 16? We thought maybe we were going to get lucky to have
6.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you wanted, they had it.
Yeah, and they were gorgeous.
They were.
It went from campy to funny to glamorous.
Yes.
It was really cool.
Glamorous and elegant, yes.
Every one of them was something that people spent a lot of time and money. Well, they're not, but they spent their time, their efforts, and their creativity. And
yes.
They were all beautiful.
Yes,
now,
they were.
Now, does Danny know that you got all the ones with the pink feathers?
No, he doesn't see those.
Stanley doesn't see anything he doesn't want to see.
Stanley doesn't see a lot of what I buy.
Oh, yeah. We knew that Jimmy's going to buy the pink feathered ones.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And take it home and add to it and, you know.
Make it your own.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
So if one comes back with pink feathers with a lot of other stuff next
to it. No, that's not going to happen. I don't give up my pink.
Re-wreathing.
I do not give up my pink.
Re-wreathing.
No.
Yeah, we're going to do the same thing next year at Christmas.
I already know what I'm going to do.
Good.
Yep.
Good. Yeah, we decided to change it up because we realized that everybody probably had Christmas trees, and it was time to put something on the wall.
Yes, either on your door or on the wall, because it works either way.
Take it to the office. I don't see any pink wreaths around here.
No.
Because not only did GCAM wreath, After Hours wreath, Big Men's wreath.
That's right. Three from this, you know, from this show.
Just from within that little booth.
Yeah.
For those of you scoring at home, or even if you're alone. Jim Crawford was our BJ Smith Tenor of the Year.
Yes.
And who was that other person?
There was somebody who won an award.
Southern Country.
Southern Country won.
Southern Country.
Award, and I cannot place my finger on it.
On the Danny Vila. Who won Danny Vila?
Went to.
Thank you very
Jimmy
much.
Carper.
Yeah, I guess it was.
Thank
Jimmy.
You very much.
Yeah.
As I was talking about it last week. As I was talking about it last week. Did I buy my quota of wreaths? No.
You know how fast we had to make that award?
No, I was talking about it last week. There were two awards that I think are very important in this community. The Danny Villa Award is one.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Danny Villa. He didn't know me particularly. It was just my coming out into the community time. And I would see him going around with the collection boxes and, you know, collecting money every week. And I always thought, man, I wish I had the courage to do what this man is doing.
But you're doing it.
And so...
And it's very
there you odd. Go.
You're doing it because,
you
know, with the different organizations in town that we're all involved with, trust me, we're collecting the money, putting it where it needs to go.
Yes.
This community needs a lot more money brought into it.
Absolutely.
And we all are part of different organizations outside of the Colt 45s.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of ICOH, ARESAS, and, you know, and there's multiple other organizations. Just when you got like the Crew of Olympus and the Misfits and other organizations just doing balls once a year, that money goes into the community.
Yes, it does.
And one thing I always say on every single show, and I'm sure the public is getting sick of me saying it, but in a town of 5 million people, and you do the 10% rule for gays and lesbians, that's 500,000 people,
at
gays
least.
And lesbians.
At least.
You why don't you really... And that's just in Steven's bedroom. you don't see a lot of people working the community to raise the money. There's a handful of us that are out there every single weekend.
Every single weekend, involved in different organizations. It's almost incestuous. But
yes. And... It's great to see all these people come together and build the community. Like I said, I've come from different cities around the country. I've lived in Orlando, Atlanta, Detroit, and now here in Houston. And Houston is probably the most cohesive as far as this gay community coming together to raise funds for the people in need.
Yeah. You know, I do have a leather segment, and we've had guests in from out of town, and that's the one thing they talk about, the cohesiveness of Houston, especially between the leather and drag communities.
Exactly.
When you're close to it, it doesn't seem that way, but when you back away, you go to another town and you realize what you have.
Just how cliquish everything is.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people, they think that it's not that big a deal here. And we will let Chris read.
Well, we are more comfortable in our sexuality and our manhood that we have no problem going from leather to drag within an hour.
Honey, it's all drag.
$1,915 with Co-45's raised for their Christmas.
Yes, that is just wonderful.
And I hate saying the word I, but I will say, probably for Falcon and myself, the one of the greatest things besides just the money was the fact to see all those people from every organization represented tonight.
That was great.
Our event.
Yes.
We had a rhesus, and the rhesus had the Monarchs, all the candidates, including Mr. Chris Beck, who's sitting right to my left.
Yes. We're going to get to him in just a minute.
We had
ICOH Monarchs.
We had G-Cam. We had Misfits. We had
Bears.
Nomads. We had Bears. Everybody.
You name it.
You name it. HCC or his.
I really felt proud of our community that night.
Yes.
To see so many different organizations. And I was, of course, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, where the hell were you when we were doing Fall Harvest here?
Well, it was even more of a, I learned a lot. But what was amazing to me was you had such a massive crowd the week before at PWA.
Yes.
Yes.
And we thought, okay, well.
And PWA was there.
PWA and the gills and everybody.
Absolutely.
Like,
that's big money time. And you feel like everybody's broke after that.
But bookends, and when you put that together with the shows that are Rhesus and ICOH and all the other organizations that do different entertainment shows. It was amazing that they made time for our organization. Legacy was there. Montrose Counseling was there. We had a lot of people, not just from the clubs, but from organizations. And it's good with a small 501c3 like we have that we get a lot of working with people like from Legacy and from Montrose Counseling and Donald R. Watkins and Thomas Street, that their counselors work with us, and it's a nice thing to be hobnob with. I know you got hot flashes.
Yeah, you getting the vapors. And we got a musical montage going on from
well, my
Mr.
birthday
Beck
is
here.
Next week. My birthday is next Saturday, as a matter of fact.
It's birthday.
Aren't you a little old for me?
Don't you normally go to Hawaii?
And I mentioned that over at... but Stanley's got a court case this month, so it's next week. It's next month that we're going. Anyway, I was over at Lazarus' house working out, and I was talking to Rochelle, one of the trainers, and I told her it was my birthday, and I told her how old I was going to be, and she thought for a minute. She said, you know, you're the oldest one here.
Was this the big 6-0?
No, 5-9.
5-9.
Yeah.
I was close.
And I thought, you know, I've been with the radio show for 19 years, and I've always been the oldest one.
Or maybe you're just the oldest person that admits it.
I'm the oldest one with G-Cam, you know.
Jam it.
Can't we have some old farts, you know?
Wait a minute. When you started here, you were the oldest one here, and you were 40?
Yes.
This just in.
Yes. Yes.
May I interrupt? This is a flash just in. 45s. If you would like to contact the Cult 45s, 713-526-6077, and talk to one of our lovely men.
Phone receptionists?
That's not totally true, because that would be against the law. Or you can go to www.cult45s.org. That's our contact. And
that's 45S.
The bottom's part for me.
Cult45S.org.
And there's also...
That's for me.
Ooh.
I got my crib sheet here, so...
I see. I see. So are we ready for Chris?
Almost. Let me do my other hat.
Oh, wait. I got to say one thing real quick.
Go.
Because I forgot to say something. It is always lovely for the Colt 45s to be here on 90.1 KPFT radio that listens to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Turn it up even louder.
You know, you're one of our longest-term listeners. We've talked about this. And today, I was having my hair cut over at Don Gill's, and I don't usually have it done on Saturday, so the next person came in, and it was a female couple.
Uh-oh.
And one of them was named Jessica, and I was talking to Don, and he turned around to introduce me to them, and she said, "Oh, I know who he is. I can tell by the voice. I've been listening to that show for years."
Wow. That is cool.
That is so cool. So,
you have
Jessica, hi.
Well, y'all, I listened to your show religiously. You know, well, it was on the other one show. That was the German show, and I do miss the German show.
Oh, I do too.
It was that one and your show. And I'm not bitter.
You listen to it, though, you know, in the morning after you wake up, online. Which is fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Although, I don't know that this is the kind of show you want for breakfast.
Well, Polka has a good beat to it, and they weren't playing Bolero, so I had to do with what I...
Gotcha. Okay.
No, I got... My other hat I have to put on.
The other hat?
The other hat. I'm on the board of Houston Council Clubs.
Yes, you are.
Which puts on the wonderful Louis Weekend.
You betcha.
And since we don't have a regular time slot on KPFT, and we really don't need one, because we only do this once a year, I just want to announce that Louis is coming up here February 22nd to the 25th.
That's right.
Registrations will be starting on Thursday at EJ's, which is the 22nd. Registrations will also continue on at Mary's on the 23rd. Should start around 7 p.m. and run till approximately 11 p.m. for registrations. It is a fun-filled weekend.
Yes,
I'm not
going to
say what we do. I'm just going to say it's a fun-filled weekend.
we talk about that when you're not here.
Oh,
we talk
exactly.
About what goes on and how much fun.
Well,
it is.
Louis costs $15 for all of the locals. So if you're... zip code starts with the 77. You pay $15. If you're listening from out of the area, it is free.
Yes, it is.
And
what
you get
that. What do you get for that $15 besides?
Oh, my God.
I can't say.
Don't say the A word. Don't you get a pen?
You get lots of refreshing beverages and lots of food.
Sure. You get lots of.
Collected. Matt Louis.
Friendship is certainly the answer.
No, you do get a pen. The Louis pen, which I believe is designed by one of our board members, but the poster is designed by Mr. Stephen Bunch, president of the Colt 45s.
Mm.
And
not in it.
Oh, that's not you in the little...
No, that's not.
Okay, that's not you.
I have done the Texas pinning.
Describe it, Jimmy.
I will, but this not is, right now.
This
we
is the
need
tradition.
To get to Chris.
Oh, come on. This is the, what Louis is all about, is the Texas pinning.
Yes.
If you want to see a demonstration
a
of the
right
Texas
here.
Pinning...
If you want a demonstration, it's 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Exactly.
Now until 4 o'clock.
Exactly. But it's a lot of fun. It's basically the after Mardi Gras party for the Leather Levi community. We have a lot of support from the auxiliary groups like ICUH, Aresis, PWA.
Yes. Big Men's Club.
GK.
Actually, Big Men's Group is a full-fledged member now.
Wow.
Congratulations, guys.
Well, that's right. That's right. Chris was talking about that last
exactly.
Week.
They are
now
a full member of the Houston Council of
Fabulous.
Clubs.
Fabulous.
So
bring your own desserts.
So you got desserts tied in for life now. Is that
there you go. There you go.
But you do desserts because that's an auxiliary thing.
Those guys worked their butts off for the past few
years.
Yes,
they have.
And they have demonstrated that they are going to be fantastic additions to the Houston Council of Clubs.
And that show last year, their
skit last year brought the house down. So, and I wish Chris was here because when I talk about HEC and the show of shows, that's the first skit I mention every single time.
Really? Really? It was great.
Having those guys come out, you know, I love it when people can make fun of themselves and not take themselves too seriously. And they did a wonderful job of coming out. And the song, you know, I hear the earth move under my feet. When they're coming out, you hear those loud, thunderous stomps, and all of a sudden the song starts, and I'm like, oh, my God. The whole crowd lost it. It was the best one.
Yes, that was great.
So that's it for me, and now we can go on to...
Mr. Chris Beck.
Hello.
Welcome to After Hours.
I am not quite sure if I'm prepared for placed in between this evening.
Well, last week we talked with with Cheyenne, who was running for Empress, and the week before that we talked with Christopher Prado, who was running for Emperor, and Mr. Chris Beck is also running for Emperor of the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star.
Ink. You must save the oldest for last.
Yes. That wasn't my intent, but...
It's certainly all right with me.
Chris, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I have been a Texan for 10 years, in Houston for 4. My anniversary will be just in a few weeks, and it was actually 4 years ago, Louis weekend, that I did arrive.
Wow. Loved it so much you didn't leave.
So we have the same story. I did it 3 years ago. So...
I have a an inspirational weekend.
Yes.
And from that point on, I have been on the go.
Great. You've been involved in ERISAs for
3 years now.
3 years. And what have you been doing with ERISAs?
The last 2 years, I've actually been, I guess, second in command,
mm-hmm.
Which would be the Imperial Prince Royale.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of holds down the fort if the Emperor and Empress is gone, and works hand in hand with everybody in this community and other organizations as well.
Yes. That is a tough job. That is third in command, and there is a lot put on you.
It's certainly a position that I have learned an incredible amount,
mm-hmm.
Not only within our own organization, but within the needs of the community, as well as all those other organizations that work diligently week after week to help raise money for the people in need.
Yes. Have you done a lot of shows yourself?
Many. Probably one of the highlights was last year during my birthday show. We called it TV Land.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly was an evening full of surprises, and the objective that I had that night was to involve the entire community,
mm-hmm.
including the other organizations, and they, with a little help of the Misfits and the Colts my goodness.
We did a win.
Your community. You could these representations of different TV shows. The Misfits actually did win as MASH.
Yeah. But are you on the Misfits radio show? No.
Oops. In there and Petticoat Junction. It was an enjoyable evening with lots of much-needed funds raised. So.
Yes.
We had a plan with ours. We were going to switch tables during the show with somebody else and rearrange it. But
yeah, we were doing trading spaces.
Do that.
You even provided snacks for people served in paint trays.
Your show was the first time I had interaction that close with you. I'd met you on several occasions, seen you different shows, but it was amazing that you got not just people out to your show, but you got some people out that normally don't have interaction with shows other than, and I'm not knocking it, but with enthronements, with coronations,
mm-hmm.
with PWA holiday shirts,
mm-hmm.
their large balls, things like that. You got people that come out for your show, and I thought that was very nice for a theme show to get people involved.
Well, absolutely, because if you don't, then it becomes kind of incestuous. You're getting money from your own
exactly
group.
You become part of the show too.
Yeah.
Yes, and you tend to forget that we were actually raising money for wonderful causes at that time,
mm-hmm.
and I guess that kind of is what happens, and they tend to give a little more and a little extra because you're not necessarily thinking about it. And speaking of shows,
yes.
It would be only fair that we plug the one for tomorrow night, which would be my final candidate show.
You bet.
The title of the show is Are You Still Hung? H-U-N-G. You can put that any way you want it. it will certainly be an evening full of surprises.
Why did everybody look at Steven?
Because he had the nerve to come here and not wear a kilt.
I heard that story, too. I prepared for that this evening.
It's cold outside.
Oh, okay. Are you still hung?
Excuses.
I like that.
Now, have you seen the poster?
No,
I
haven't.
Fun of him about the, tell him what...
People have said they've had dreams of the genie popping out of the bottle. I actually am popping out of a champagne bottle.
Cool.
That was Tommy Sue's. Yeah. So I'll give credit where credit was due.
Okay, where is the show again?
It is at the BRB. Mm-hmm. It is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Good.
It will be an incredible evening with, if cross our fingers, everybody says that they're going to be there, we'll be there. It will be another show that is a representation of what this community is all about.
Great, great. That, I think that's the objective. So, why do you want to be emperor?
You know, that was one of those questions that I knew you were going to ask, and so many people have asked that of me in the last 3 months. It's not necessarily about me personally, mm-hmm. the object or what I would gain out of this. It is the way I look at this position. It is a position where you work side by side. You work with the members of this organization. They don't work for you. It would be a privilege and an honor to be given the opportunity to lead an incredibly talented group of individuals that belong to Eureka.
Oh my God, you are so right there.
I have never seen. And hidden talents that some of them don't even know, that I know that there is that little spark that will soon be ignited,
mm-hmm.
if given the right leadership. And that truly is one of the objectives of why I want to do this. The other would be to continue to give back to this community. And in a sense, I was so welcomed as just an individual. I've never seen a friendlier, more home family environment in such a major city in my entire life, and I have lived in Chicago, in California, and in Dallas.
Wow.
The D word.
Yeah.
And it truly is remarkable of what this community can do in the power of numbers.
Wow. Thank you. Yes, sir.
If I might take a moment, because you rarely get this opportunity to ask a constituent to ask a candidate.
run, Chris, run.
Mr. Candidate, should you be elected, how much are you prepared to shave during term?
Oh, my God, I knew he was going to go there.
Cost? Well, you know, I cleaned it up for the radio.
Yes. Well, you can say shave his balls.
I just couldn't say the right words.
I'm not going to look.
I have participated in swapping sides for charity.
Mm-hmm. You didn't answer the question, Mr.
How much would I
admit it? They're shaved now, aren't they?
I my face and come out as Tara. We'll just leave it as that. To raise money.
I don't think he's referring to your face.
Oh.
What other body parts have you shaved for money?
You know. Well. Did we ask Prado this question?
No.
Right. Oh, no, I'm just joking. Because Jimmy knows that's a stop.
Yes, it is. You know,
there's a little funny story. The first time I actually came out as Tara to raise funds for a turnabout weekend, I thought I was smart by trying to keep a higher neck dress.
Oh, yeah, cover the
Adam's apple. We shaved only in a triangular pattern. The only thing that showed. I had forgotten that 3 days later I was actually going to go on my first cruise. So it looked extremely odd when I'm on the deck of the ship.
I shaved my chest for charity.
I have my dresses designed special now, and they are certainly much higher. So we don't have to worry about that.
I still buy off the rack. That's not fair at all.
And as emperor, you're not going to have to worry about wearing too many dresses.
Twice a year.
Oh, okay.
Twice a year. Twice, yeah.
One for a state function and one that we do within our own city.
Oh.
It's certainly a extremely profitable weekend because there's very masculine men on the male side.
I've seen some of those shows. I've seen those truck drivers in heels. Yes. Whoa.
They do an exceptional job.
Heavy flow does come back up.
That's great.
Politically correct.
So when is voting?
Voting starts on Monday. We have 2 days to go.
Mm-hmm.
The first evening will be January 8th, and that's from 6 till 9 at Tony's Corner Pocket at 817 West Dallas Street. That used to be Keys West.
Yes.
Then we will take a few days to regroup and certainly be back out there to make sure we get everybody else involved. And then we start Saturday the 13th from noon to 6 at Legacy Community Health Services, which is a 215 Westheimer.
The old Montrose Clinic.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We get a two-hour Whataburger break. And then we run down to Galveston. From 9 to 11 at the Kentucky, which is 315 Tremont.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Run down to Galveston. Is that actually a race? Or is it your...
It might be a
It's
race.
A charity race. Yes.
Yes, it will be.
A court cannonball? No.
Are you going to do a show while you're down there, or is it just voting?
Actually, the Kentucky has organized their own show. They have a traditional Saturday night show.
Oh, okay.
And they are going to actually start that show a little early, trying to promote a little bit more involvement and get the community into the location a little early. However, the other candidates and myself aren't there until after 11.
Okay.
Vote and vote often.
There you go. There you go.
I certainly want to make sure that everybody knows that this is an organization that the community is involved at making that decision.
That's right.
Well, you vote the first time. That gives you a week to grow the mustache and go to the flea market and get that second ID.
And I'm making the assumption, because I've been hearing it before, that voting is for anyone in Harris County or any county that touches Harris County.
Absolutely. It is required that you bring a state ID or driver's license, and that it does start with that 77 zip code. And then, or a passport.
Okay. Great. Great. Chris, good luck. Good luck in the polls.
Thank you so much.
And as I told the other two, I would love for Reese's to come in on a monthly basis. And, you know, right at the beginning of the show, you know, we call it our After Hours Quickie. Mm-hmm. You know, usually it's between 12:15 and 1:15 and 1:30.
Are we late?
And you know, just talk about what's going on, promote what shows you've got coming up, and promote the organization. I would love to have a Reese's as part of After Hours.
Certainly would love to be able to make that commitment. We'll have to see what happens in the next week.
Okay.
But I'm sure that we can work that out and become a more active partner.
I would love that. I would love that. Thank you very much.
Turn down the opportunity to reach out to somebody that may not be able to catch us somewhere else.
Exactly. Exactly.
I remind people real quick, if you missed this show, you can always catch it on Sunday mornings when you're having coffee or that cigarette in the next morning.
That's right.
Well, you laugh, but I do on
KPFT.org.
Why don't you have Stephen on staff?
Well, you know,
I'm serious. He is.
I know he can do it. He can do a station ID better than I can.
Sandwich board. That would help too.
He would get arrested.
Because staff assumes that people get paid. And ain't nobody on this show gets paid.
I do. I listen to it Sunday morning on KPFT.org.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can always catch any of the shows. The last 19, 20 years.
Well, my mother listens to it in Michigan.
Does she really?
When I'm on.
Wow. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
That's
okay,
great.
You so have to still be around for the 20th.
I'm going
to
be here. Don't worry. So thank you for being on After Hours, and good luck in the polls.
Thank you very much.
And we've got Hatch coming up in just a moment.
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's fat, now you're gonna be in trouble.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's fat.
See him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's fat.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's fat.
Look out now, 'cause he's coming after you.
And he knows that you've been lying.
He's been gone for such a long time.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's things will be fine.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
One of the sorry you were ever born.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
He's kinda big and he's awful strong. To save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see you coming. Now you better start a running.
Gonna save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Yeah,
hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Well, about now.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
What were you thinking? Cause you're gonna get a spaceship right now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, my. I wish he was my good friend, but I love this man, Jay Spears, from his brand new CD called "Playing on My Team," his version of "My Boyfriend's Back."
Ooh,
that's a song that needs to be gender bended. Yes.
Oh, in all kinds of ways.
Oh, absolutely. Now we have got Hatch in the studio.
Right there.
There we are.
Brendan.
Hello. And you're on. Oh, yes, Brendan is here. He's just.
You get the numbers?
Walking in. He's hugging people and all that.
Yes, I have the numbers.
So
I always have the numbers.
So who do we have here for Hatch tonight?
Brendan.
Everybody introduce yourselves.
Oh, so are we on?
We were on.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that back. Anyway, welcome to the Hatch Radio Show, live coming from Houston, Texas. Woohoo!
That was really gay.
I know.
Okay,
what do
let's
you expect?
Let's go clockwise, starting
okay.
with you.
I'm Michelle.
How old are you?
19.
Where do you go to school?
No.
Okay.
No.
You?
Let's see.
Did you forget your name?
Yeah, actually. Because I go by, how many? 5, 10, 20? Madison, 19. I live in this area, okay? But that's all you're going to know from me. And I like long dates on the beach with the sand between
okay,
my toes.
Okay, Amber?
I'm Amber. I'm 19, and I don't go to school right now.
And you?
I'm Will. I'm 19, and I don't go to school.
And I'm Seth. I'm 19. I'm about to start my internship for Texas School of Massage.
Congratulations.
And we're all 19.
Yay!
Wow.
Who'd have thought? First time I've seen that. But I'm the oldest one, I think.
October.
I'm the oldest.
July.
March.
I'm the youngest.
Woo-hoo! I'm the oldest.
You're the
means I'm going to die first, probably.
No.
No.
You don't smoke, so it's okay.
Except when I'm cooking a chicken.
All right, so. What? All right, so.
What's our numbers?
Numbers. All right. If you ever want to get in touch with the Hatch organization, there is a number you can call. Let me find it. Here it is. It's 713-529-3590. Or you can go to our website, which is hatchyouth.org.
What's our...
Yeah.
What else are we missing?
Oh, and
GLSH?
Then, yeah, it's GLHS. Where is it? There it is.
Switchboard?
Yeah.
No, it's GLSH.
This is for the Gay and Lesbian Houston Switchboard. It's 713-529-3211.
Bingo! Oh, sorry.
This is a number you can call if you ever need to talk to anybody, if you're really down and you don't have anyone else to turn to, or you just need to hear a friendly voice. These people will be glad to help you. So, since it was just New Year's, let's talk about our resolutions.
Oh. Lose weight.
I didn't
not
make any.
You didn't make any?
No, because I know
me
I'm going to break
either
them.
Well, I made quite a few.
All I right made one.
Everybody sit back, relax, Seth.
Well, look, Seth, Seth, you can go first. Ladies first.
Please.
Ooh. Oh,
I am not
then
a lady. But
please. No,
I understand why you say that. I do have more class and better manners.
You're more of a lady than me.
And you're more egotistically...
Anyway.
Big. Sorry.
Your turn.
Anyway, my first resolution was to not be as irritable. You know, not let things get on my nerves as much.
So you failed that one.
So far, that one hasn't been going very well.
Keep trying. You have another, you have like a year.
So. I have another 354 days. Wait, hang on. This is the
oh,
sixth.
It's not doing
349.
Oh my God, don't give me a headache.
Oh yeah, this is something. Let me. Oh, 348 days. Okay, and then another one was to be more optimistic, which so far this year I've actually been pretty good on that one.
Yay.
I've been looking at the brighter side of things.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. Mm-hmm. You a little bit.
And one of them was to exercise more. Last year I did start walking a mile in the morning. And...
But we're talking about this year's resolutions.
I know, exercising more. I'm talking about how I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to raise it up to 3 miles and run at least one of those.
Good.
Awesome.
But I don't know if I'll be able to do that because I'm a very awkward runner. That seems to run in my family. Like, seriously, my dad, he's an awkward runner too. When he was in grade school during PE, the coach would stop everybody else and say, "Hey, let's watch him run." Because he's such an awkward runner.
I just got to say one movie line just because you said that. Run, Forrest, run.
No.
I'm sorry, just because that just when you said awkward runner, I imagine you being like Forrest running, your legs going back and forth around.
Anyway.
Anywho.
And I kind of got off track with my yoga practice last year, and I haven't been doing it as much as I should. I used to do it every night. Now it's like twice a week. So I'm going to start doing that every night again, and hopefully every morning before I go running.
That should help with your being positive and not being so irritable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that and people stop being stupid.
You say I'm stupid?
You can't change that.
I didn't say you were stupid. I know I can't change that. Darn. If only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know.
If only.
If people weren't so stupid, life wouldn't be so fun.
Thanks for calling me stupid.
I know.
Why do people think I'm talking about them automatically?
You said people.
Yeah.
People is people.
But it's not an all in. Well, yeah, you did kind of hit me over the head with your purse.
It's PMS, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, putting up with Maddie's.
Next resolution, anybody?
Next resolution.
Remember, he had a whole list.
Was to spend more time with my family members. I didn't really see too much of them last year. Like, you know, every now and then I'd see them. And I want to spend more time with them because, you know, you only get... You know, you never know if tomorrow's going to come. And that reminds me of my other resolution, was to tell everyone that I love them as much as I get.
I have yet heard... Oh, okay,
I love you, too.
I love you, Seth.
I love you, baby.
Even if I know you, I love you.
Too. And because, you know, you never know if tomorrow's going to come, so I always like to make sure that people know how I feel. I also want to say... I am extremely good looking, and I love myself.
That's when he's blindfolded, because he can't see.
Oh.
Hey, you know what?
Burn.
Let's be nice, though.
I thought we were trying to work on his optimism here.
Yeah.
We're bringing him down.
No, he's working on his optimism. That wasn't my New Year's resolution to be optimistic.
Could you at least pretend to like each other?
We do. We really do. That's the problem.
This is how we express our like for each
other. You need to see us all the time. Me and Seth really do like each other.
We love
each
other.
No matter how much we act like we don't, we care deeply about
it. Although I didn't feel like it when you hit me in the back of the head with your purse.
That was just to see if my purse was sturdy and could hold up against the
Yes! Okay, how many times do I have to say, I have a headache?
Oh, no one cares.
Sorry about it.
Sorry.
How many times was it going to stay there?
Staff.
The pain is almost bad enough for me to cry, okay? Like, it feels like somebody's stabbing me in the back of the head.
Oh, poor baby.
So, Maddie, tell us about your resolutions.
I didn't have one, or at least I thought I didn't. I made the crack that, let's see if I just make it the whole year and come out to everybody. Well, guess what? New Year's Eve, or no, New Year's Day, I was just going to be out in my town. Well, turns out when I went out to eat that night, somebody I work with showed up. And I was dressed as Madison, all fledged out in the bra and everything else, but not revealing. Well, it was that awkward. So I'm like, I only wanted to be out in my town. I didn't want to be out where I work. So I guess I'm coming out. I'm like, the whole world, see, I can sing that right.
I'm coming out. I want the world to know. I've got to let it show. Golly, we're like the
Wait, game. Are we going to have to pay royalties for that?
No, because we weren't in tune to the song. Therefore, okay. We're not infringing on the copyright.
And the fact that most of you... I'm fairly sure weren't even born when that song came out.
Probably
no,
not.
But it makes
We're
the best sense.
We're all born the same year, so.
Yeah.
1987.
It was a good year.
I love 1987.
We're the Gay Street Boys.
I love 1987.
We're the...
I'm not a boy.
We're the Montrose... Street people. We're the Montrose Street people.
What? You're kind of skinny.
What?
Don't you remember the story you told me?
Oh, about me.
Yeah.
We can stop that.
Let's
please.
Tell our
Let's not ruin
about
my
that.
New Year's. Hey, I didn't finish my resolution before we get into the story.
Okay. Well, finish yours and then she'll tell the story.
So anyway, I was going to come out. So I already kind of came out, I guess. But then that night, what I find out? My dad told one assistant manager, no, two assistant managers where we work, because, he works at the same place. He told another lady, and another lady, and I got... So when I thought nobody knew where I worked, apparently now most people know where I worked. So that automatically tells me I'm out, even though I haven't dressed. So then I... decided to write the letters to my family, and since my grandmother has a big mouth, sorry if you're listening, but I doubt you are, and everything, I know once I tell my aunt who she's staying with, she's going to blubber it to my mother who I'm not out with, so I'm probably just going to send a letter to my mother, too. So I'm going to be out to her. So it looks like by the end of this year, though I didn't want to, I'm going to be out to everybody. And what was I going to say?
Positive spin. You won't have to lie anymore.
Positive spin. I ain't ever lied before, but...
Lie of omission.
Well, you didn't mean... I didn't mean that kind of lie.
Oh, God.
But... So, yeah. It's just scary now that... And so I'm going to go to my boss. I'm going to get my name changed, which I'm working on that. But I'm going to go to my boss when that's pretty much taken care of and tell him. So do you want me to work here now? And ask him, tell him what it's going to be like. And if he says no, I'm going to say, okay, give me a little while and I'll leave. Just give me time to find another place to work. Okay, that's the end of my story. Now let's hear the story about, you're kind of skinny.
Nah, it's good. It's kind of off topic.
Well, now that it's brought up, I'll just tell the story. Me and Amber, that's in the room, we're sitting outside on a swing. I'm not going to say where.
From my house.
There was these two little boys, a Caucasian and African American.
That, too much detail.
Oh, well, they don't know who they are, and I really doubt they're listening to this show. We're riding a bike.
You never know.
And they walked up to us, and we're sitting there, and of course, I'm big, I know that. And I hear, she's kind of fat.
No.
And she's kind of skinny.
Nah, it was, you're fat, and she's kind of skinny.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God. But at least it was a compliment. I was called she, so I can't say.
And then after that, I just started giggling, right? And then I go, no, that's not very nice, now is it? And he's like, oh, well.
And I'm stupid, because if I would have been smart, I should have put on my biggest butch voice and went, who are you calling fat? Well, that not a freak those little kids
off? Very butch.
What's your butch voice?
He doesn't
excuse
have that
me?
With the voice.
That just sounded like a gay radio announcer.
Hey, Molly, your I didn't mean that how that came on. Out. Now that the price is that. Gay. Come on down.
Hey, guys, we got to do a station ID and remind people they're talking or they're listening to KPFT, Queer Radio with Attitude, on KPFT Houston 91.1. Houston, and always the World Wide Web at www.kpft.org. I think I'm putting 5 in Galveston, ID, but we got to stay legal.
Understandable.
Don't want to be breaking the law. No,
hey, Stephen, you started with the Hatch program, didn't you?
I did several years ago.
We're going back on this again. We did that what, 2 months ago?
Phil Stephen's here, so.
We're going to reminisce about the good old days when you filled out legal forms on Slate.
Hatch started the year all of us were born.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, that reminds me. Are we even on the radio still?
I think not.
Are we breaking? Yes. Okay.
No, yeah.
Then that reminds me. We got the plan and everything, and we're going to get into the works. We're probably going to do a hatching out hats when Hatch turns 21.
That's cool.
Because once Hatch is 21 years old, when we all are, Hatch will be hatched out. He'll still be around, but we're doing a figuratively thing. Whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
Sounds like fun. It's just a reason to have a party.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. But that means Hatch will be legally able to go into bars.
If Hatch was a person, no.
Hey,
he is. He's in trouble with the IRS.
But that is not true.
Don't spread rumors about our organization.
That is not true.
I'm not. I said Hatch the person.
I don't know.
What are you talking about? Hitch?
No, yeah, Hatch. Haven't you ever heard of Survivor?
Oh.
Okay.
I don't watch Survivor.
Yeah.
I have better things to do with my time.
Yeah, like The Bachelor.
Just to clarify, Hatch is not in trouble with the IRS.
Yes, Hatch is not in trouble with the IRS.
Yes, I didn't mean it that way. I meant the guy that ran around on Survivor. Yeah, that guy.
Okay, so let's not talk about pop news.
I know, let's get back. Okay, so we talked about resolutions. Anybody else have any New Year's resolutions?
She hasn't given hers.
Because she had one, not to make any. And I think she's kept it,
talk
right?
Talk about that.
Oh, then I just broke that one because I came up with two while listening to you.
Yeah, what's your New Year's resolution,
okay,
Michelle?
Well, money management, because my father gives me money and then I spend it. And I don't tell him that I spent it.
That's like me.
And I just tell him, oh, no, Dad, I've got plenty of money. I've got plenty of money. And like for the next 2 weeks, I'm trying to get money.
Sounds like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, take his credit card.
He doesn't have one. He's smarter than that.
Take his debit card.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do, too.
Also, to better tie my sister and I's relationship, because it's kind of bad right now. Mostly because of me. So I have to do a lot of apologizing.
What did you do?
I got her kicked out of the house.
What did you do?
Her sister's our sister,
she's a very interesting person.
She's okay at times.
At times.
I like 2% of the times, by the way.
So.
And then the mood swings kick in?
But I love her.
Because you have to.
Not because I have to.
Because you're family.
She's my family.
Which means you have to love her.
Which means you're stuck with her.
Yeah.
So you might as well do something.
Blood's thicker than water, so.
Blood is thicker than water, but blood dissipates in water.
Let's get all scientific and technical.
I'm sorry.
Professor.
A Professor Anne Marianne.
I want to be a professor.
Here I'm Galigan's
Island. I'll probably be a professor after I get my master's degree while I'm on the road to my PsyD.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Professor of what? Professor of what?
Actually, no, I want to be a director.
You sure?
Yes.
Positive?
No.
Just making sure. I wasn't going to say anything funny. You just thought I was, didn't you? Ha ha.
Yes. Because that's the kind of person you are, Maddie. Always saying something you think will be funny. But it never is.
What's with the voice?
On the next Montel.
Seriously.
No.
In a world where both of our cars were
So I put on my tangerine lip gloss and answered the door.
All right, back.
But a new wind was about to blow.
Anyway,
this time it's for real.
Back on the just gave.
Wait till I get a purse, Maddie.
We just gave.
Which I probably never will. But wait till I bring my backpack.
Some like dumbbells in there.
You're gonna get. Hey, you can get a merch.
College books are enough.
Oh, true. I've got plenty at my house. You can have back in the '70s.
Wow.
My mom's. She kept everything. She was a hacker.
Back when they were still made with slate.
Yeah.
I made aspens.
I got a question. You know what? I was going to ask this. Because, you know, we are kind of killing the air, and people do listen to us. So, how does it feel, Seth, to be kind of in a relationship instead of being the fact that right now you're the one in a relationship?
Huh?
I'm trying to say, how's your relationship going? We want to show our youth listeners and whoever else is listening how we can still be just have relationships too, like normal people. Which we are normal, but
people.
And everything. And which, if you think you're normal, you're really not normal.
There's no such thing as normal. There are only norms set by the society.
Well, it's normal to be
strange. Yes.
It's normal to be strange, but it's strange to be normal.
Seth, how is your relationship?
It is wonderful.
That's good.
We are in love.
Yes, we
no,
are.
No, that's your hormones talking.
No,
it is not our hormones.
We I know what love is.
In love after a month.
Hey.
I don't believe it.
Hey, I was in love after 5 months.
Do you believe in love at first sight, or do I need to walk by a second time?
Hey,
do y'all really know what hormones are?
Yes,
whenever you don't pay her.
Hey, Joker.
I thought I couldn't say anything funny.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. But yeah, we're in love. It has been
1 month, 1 week.
1 month and 9 days.
No, more than a week.
1 month, 1 week, and 2 days.
Yeah.
Let's get a little technical.
Jesus. Just like teenagers.
So how'd y'all meet?
Hey, internet?
Yes, internet.
Really?
We met on the internet.
We're at hotstuds.com.
No.
Hotstuds.
No.
MySpace.
Adam for Adam. I think they should change the name of that website to Adam for Steve.
Yeah, they should.
But, yeah, we met on there, and then we talked for a few days, and then I went to his house so we could go hang out, and, I mean, it was like, bam, from the get-go.
Literally, right?
No.
I didn't mean it like that. I mean, literally, it was bam. Y'all were, like, a match made in...
Well, let's put it this way. What was it, like, 4 hours after I got to your house you asked me out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait,
oh,
he asked
you out? Yeah, and that's never happened to me
before.
Wait,
you hung out with somebody for 4 hours?
So we know
who
wore the
pants. I get so annoyed.
I've spent
like, get away.
A whole day with him before.
So we know who wears the pants in the relationship, and it's not so.
Well,
we're both wearing
scary
pants.
Yeah, we're both wearing pants.
I see no skirts or
jeans,
kilts on
actually.
Them.
Thank goodness.
See, you know.
I'm glad
that's
we go.
Hot. Yeah. Kilts, Braveheart? Mm. Never.
Oh, natural. we're both... there's not really a dominant and submissive in a relationship as far as, like, you know, the relationship. Not talking about in the bedroom, but, like, as far as the relationship goes, we're kind of equal.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
I still like to think of him as my slave.
I'm not your slave.
Don't we all?
Not in a relationship, just in the bed.
No, you are my slave. but I love you.
I love you too. Aww. I'm not your slave.
Yes, you are.
So would you take your...
Stop.
Don't come to
process
me.
Process proceed.
Your
boyfriend?
Yeah. Would you take him, say, if you were having your dance at a school or anything, would you take him and would you feel okay with it and yes, not worry about what other people said?
Of course. I wouldn't worry about what they said.
I wore a tux to my high school prom.
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to give our listeners an idea that they'll do it too, and that you don't have to be scared about it. Now, there are problems that could come from it, and we're not going to say that. But if you really know this is what you are, then I'm saying you should probably do it.
Like my senior prom, me and my friend Dustin danced together. There was this really hot photographer there.
Ooh,
and he kept taking, he took like 20 pictures of me and one of everybody else. Why are you looking at me like that?
Uh-oh.
He was a hot photographer. That was like, yeah, a year and a half ago.
Seth?
What?
Just because I was in the basement doesn't mean it was a dance.
Ooh.
I said burn. Senior prom.
Big burn.
We rented out the ballroom at the Omni in downtown Corpus Christi.
But that's, now, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm being rude to everybody. So, you know what? I'm going to shut up for a little bit because I'm being mean to Seth, and I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That's one of my New Year's resolution is to try to not pick on Seth as much.
As much. Because it's just
Seth?
Too hard
Wait,
to quit.
Only Seth?
I don't pick on y'all that much.
Please.
I'm going to try not to be as pick on to all the other hatchlings and everybody I know.
And then, where was I? Oh, yeah. I even took him to meet my parents.
How did that happen?
I took Will to meet my dad on a New Year's Eve, and he met my grandmother and two of my sisters.
Are your parents comfortable with you being gay?
Well, or? I don't know if my mother is. She accepts me.
Okay.
I don't know how she feels about it. Like, my dad's okay with it, yeah.
You see, I came out to my father a while back, but I don't think he understood, because I was telling him how I was going to break up with my boyfriend, and then I said, well, I'm bi. He goes, okay, I love you too. And it was kind of the end of the conversation, so it wasn't so great.
Maybe he thought you said, bi.
Yeah, like, bi, dad, I love you. And I was like, oh no, I hung up, realized, I was like, wait, I gotta tell him again.
You hung up on him? That really makes him think it's a bi.
Yeah, I freaked out a little. I never pictured myself telling my father that. Mm-hmm. So
my dad always knew I was gay. About it?
What'd your father say?
You're probably
about you. About me?
When you were talking about your boyfriend or whatever, he goes,
oh, wait.
I thought you were a lesbian.
That's right.
It was weird.
Everybody thinks I'm a lesbian.
My dad knew before I knew that I was gay.
Well, that's kind of how my mother was. She was like, I knew as soon as you came out of my womb. I was like,
That's because you went right into her heels.
Frosted hair, work in a nail salon, and speak with a lisp. Well, I don't have. Well, my hair is frosted. It's silver.
Yeah.
But I don't work in a nail salon.
Not yet.
Not yet.
And I don't have a lisp. I don't want to work in a nail salon. I'll do massage therapy, maybe. I can massage.
Oh, yeah.
So, remember we talked about those other topics? So you're willing to do that eventually later, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just got to ask. We're going to do a thing about entire shows based on the one and based on gay men, one especially on lesbians, one on bi, and one on trans. And so I'd like to ask, Michelle, it's going to be a few months, but since you're the self-declared at least one bisexual here, would you like to be here for the bisexual show since we really don't have anybody else?
I would love to. It depends if I have a show going on with theater.
We're not saying that. We know that, but we're opening. We want to make sure we can guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have a show, we want to guarantee you here.
I'll be here.
I'm gay.
Just checking. And it's at midnight.
Well,
how could you not? I'll pick you up and bring you.
Tend to get out like around midnight.
More stranger.
And I'm too tired.
I'll bring you anyway. I'll pump you up with coffee.
Yes, I act more
sweet. Oh, sweet. Free coffee.
Thank you.
I'm
That's
there.
Better.
I'll make sure of that, but I just wanted to guarantee that.
Yes, I do love to correct.
But yeah,
people.
We are going
to
do one show on that and then one show on trans. That way, if anybody out there is questioning and needs decisions or trying to find who they are, then you can get a lot more information from the youth experiencers, because we're not exactly experts, but we have we know about it.
We have experience in our own lives, and
I'm
therefore
queer.
We can voice our
I'm
opinions.
I'm here.
I'm straight.
And it's going to be a queer year. I really think, honestly, my prediction for 2007 is that there's going to be a lot and a lot of GLBT news. I mean, look how much we had last year. I think it's going to be double this year. Why? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe because I'll run for president, but it's going to be really a queer year, I think.
I will not vote for you.
I would hope you wouldn't. I wouldn't even vote for myself. But
then why even run?
Yeah, why even be a candidate?
To see if you can win.
Yeah, imagine we don't even have a female president. Imagine if a trans woman became president.
Hey, but we have a female Speaker of the House. That's the next step.
Well,
up.
You have to be 35 to run for president. So maybe
hey, people lie about their age.
That's
and right
ageist.
Now, don't they still
and
have
women
the
do it more.
35 male on the books?
Oh, I don't know.
That's ageist.
Hey.
You have to be 35 to run for president.
Yes, but women lie about their ages. We all know it.
I'm guessing you couldn't lie that well.
Hey, I'm really...
I don't think you could add on quite that much.
And I don't think anyone
Marlon,
can vote a 20-year-old.
Don't
on
Marlon,
on
for about 3 weeks.
See, here's the thing. You lie, say you're 20, but you don't look it. I lie, say I'm 20, and I look it.
Yeah, but I never lie about my age.
That's right. He looks like he's about 25.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, well,
oh, so 2,500.
You're so cute.
Honey, Michelle.
Like bad Maddie.
You're so cute.
Michelle, you have a little brown on your nose.
I always have a little brown on my nose.
I will be
that's
39
how I get up in
this
life.
Year. Thank you very much.
I do got to say, you look good, though. I'll give you that applause.
You're
so.
Like 39,
honey.
Oh,
okay. He's celebrating.
I'm 1 year away from 40.
He's so, hey, you're celebrating your 20th anniversary of your 19th birthday, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
Just checking.
Play amongst yourselves. Go back to your.
No, that sounds dirty.
Please, let's not play.
Show of hands.
Dirty.
Huh? Hair.
Hair.
They play with, I said amongst.
Show of hands.
Okay.
Can I put my zipper up first?
Hey, come on. Let's not give these images.
Hey, probably a lot of people don't know what I look like, so they can envision whatever they want to.
He has glasses.
Especially if
we don't want to give out big descriptions of everybody. Even though, technically, how many shows me and Seth has done, we probably described each other without...
Glasses, silver hair, because that little can of hairspray that colors your hair, I had it left over from Halloween when I was a vampire.
I love those so much.
I know.
It doesn't damage your hair as bad, so it's okay.
Yeah, and it works a lot better than just regular hair.
I was a hooker for Halloween.
Oh.
I was a Renaissance
for
hooker.
For Halloween.
Yeah.
What was I for Halloween?
I thought you were a hooker.
A lesbian.
That's only a weekend.
Oh, wait, you're about... I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gasp. How could you?
But it is a weekend.
Oh, yeah, it is. Pay me.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
I already did.
He can't pay you, Will. He's broke because he had to pay me.
Oh, yeah, like a dime will break me. By the way,
hey,
remember
that was
your
a dime
money back guarantee? I wasn't satisfied.
Seth, that was a dime a second, and you stayed there for like 5 hours.
Well, I do tend to go on for a long time.
Yeah, you do.
Okay,
no.
Anyways,
let's get back on topic.
What was the topic?
Okay. Yeah.
It was resolution.
Yeah, resolution.
But we kind of went.
Then we went to relationships.
And then we went to relationships, which I would like to talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, let's talk about it some more.
And the weirdest thing is that everybody that's met Will in my family likes him. That's never happened before. And Will likes everybody that he's met in my family, and that's never
happened. And most of my family like him.
And that's weird as well. Because,
well, like, or they tolerate him.
I've never met any of my ex's families. It's probably a good thing. But,
yes, I was amazed that I would actually like your sister.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I like his sister.
My sister's cool. She can just sometimes be a witch.
I like Seth's sister. When I met her, I mean, I like her very much.
Yeah, y'all both made fun of me.
Oh, I just meant she looks kind of good. That's all I meant.
We look alike, don't we? Like,
ew,
even
okay,
Will said today. Will said today that we look alike.
Honestly, I don't see a resemblance.
No, it was you, Seth.
But now that you said that, when I think of her and I imagine you now, that just took away any attraction I had to her. Thank you.
Because it's like you
good.
With him.
Stay away from my sister.
Although the only problem is, I did kind of think you were cute, so now I'm feeling like she's cuter. So, hey, it works out. Thank you.
He's mine. Stay away.
I don't want him. I want his sister even more.
My sister
again, I'm a
has a boyfriend.
Nauseous.
Hey, doesn't mean I wouldn't want him. Just means I got more competition.
Why are you singing? La 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 la. I don't want to hear it.
She only dates black guys.
Innocent here. Innocent.
I'll go on.
She doesn't like vanilla.
Cover your virgin
ears. She likes
ears.
The chocolate.
I can wear black face.
What?
Or whatever it's called.
We can play that game, Michelle. Michelle.
What?
You don't like the can?
Oh, the best party game ever.
Yeah, I'm going to have to thank you.
You know, I think everybody is, or that's listening to this is thinking we're like crazy. But you got to remember,
we are.
We're crazy.
Please speak for yourself.
But we're not crazy. We're just, we're teenage. Well, we're young adults.
I'm an old child, thank you.
I'm an old child,
and I can admit that.
That's no problem.
Michelle
Shout
mentally is only 4 years old.
No,
guys.
Four and a half.
I am.
Oh, sorry.
Four and a half and three quarters.
She just celebrated her half birthday.
Merry happy birthday
me?
To you.
I'm a young to old me? Adult.
You're a what?
A young old adult.
I've got the mind of a 30-year-old, the body of a 75-year-old, and only my ID says I'm 19.
I have all the experience of an adult.
I say if a body of a 75-year-old because I'm, like, falling apart. All my syndromes.
Yeah, you got the gray hair.
That's from a can. Although I do have, like, a few gray hairs.
Oh, that always sucks.
But I will never lose my hair. And, like, with... Hopefully, I'll end up with hair like my grandfather had. It was snow white with, like, one silver
I'm Asian, so there's a good chance I'll lose all my hair.
Gorgeous hair. And I'm kind of like he was about his hair. I don't like anybody touching
it. Seth is right. He isn't going to lose hair, because all the hair that comes off his head is going to grow up on other places on his body.
There's a good chance
it's already
I'm
all
35,
over.
I look like I'm 60.
What?
No, you don't. You look like you're, like, 5.
Exactly. Hey. When I'm like 35, 39, I'll probably look like I'm 60.
No, you won't. Most Asians age very well.
So let's talk about who... Okay, so we talked about Seth, his relationship, and Will's. So, Amber, Michelle, what do y'all look for in y'all's relationships? I'm just saying.
You're funny.
Because I don't have any relationships, so...
Oh, that sounded so
easy.
Wrong.
What type of woman do y'all look for?
I haven't been in a relationship in like 2 years.
What do you what do you look for in a man? A man, a woe man. Besides breasts.
I like. Okay, I'm attracted to
wow,
nerds.
That.
So. If
I'm
no,
hard
like,
to find.
Like gamer nerds. Who play video games.
Yeah.
They play
magic.
I'm into magic now. I've been playing that a lot. WoW I never got into. But if a guy's into WoW, or if a chick's into WoW,
you'll be
I
like,
would
wow.
For her. WoW is World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
Just okay, I'm getting hot just thinking about it.
I love
WoW.
Yes,
Wow.
Hey, you know, I actually like World of Warcraft.
But if I had a broadband connection, I would so be playing World of Warcraft because it looks like such a fun game.
It is fun. I played for 5 minutes and I knew how to stop because I was already addicted.
Like, there was this one game I heard of. What was it? Black and White 2. And I went and bought it from Walmart. For
I sure. did, too.
And I got it home, installed it, tried to play it, and my video card wasn't compatible.
Hey, that's me. That's my problem, too. And guess what? I was stuck with $30 that I could not use because once you open the software from Walmart, you can't return it.
I did.
How'd you pull that one?
I'm a very good manipulator.
Just sell to EB Games.
Well, besides that, I worked there, so it's even harder.
Shouldn't it be easier?
No, because they're a little bit stricter. Although, we do take movies back that have the Blockbuster label on it. Literally, you see the Blockbuster label on the movie, and we take it back.
Wow.
Y'all are dorks.
Or, in fact, you can. The reason why, if it's a scannable UPC, we take it back. I better shut up before I get fired for letting out all their inner secrets. Which ain't much.
Go ahead, share.
Well, let's see. I said Madison, so since y'all don't know my real name, I can work on that. So let's see. That's my alias. What other secrets can I let out?
Alias? That sounds so cool.
Walmart.
Go Sydney Bristow.
What about it?
I'm not a loser.
It's actually a good company when you're starting out, but don't stay more than a year and a half, 2 years. It gives you a little bit of experience working with people and bottom ground holers. I don't want to say the cuss word for that. So.
Mean people.
Oh.
No. These are really bottom holes. And everything. That's how bad they can be. But it's a good place to get that experience with those people.
Mm-hmm.
So what does this mean, even though y'all can't see it outside?
Wrap it up.
Oh, is that time? Okay.
Just with that subject.
Oh.
Yeah, let's
Sorry,
get back on
Sorry, you're boring
subjects.
Me.
I know. I'm Aww. Falling asleep here.
And
do not make fun of my sleeping noises.
We don't want to hear about your sleeping noises.
He just goes between snores.
And you're like.
Okay, now I know Walmart is boring, but please let's not get boring on who snores.
I've heard him.
Everyone in this room snores.
I snore.
Oh man, you know, that was a bad experience on Christmas Eve when me and my dad got to my grandmother's house and we had to go to sleep. I swear, I thought I snored.
I thought she was going
to
be quiet too.
As in, but you know what's bad?
Zip his mouth.
Zip it.
Zip it.
When a problem comes along, you must zip it. Zip it good.
I like Devo.
Now, what, see, when I'm silent, nobody else is speaking.
What kind of music do you guys like?
Yeah, let's talk about music.
Yes.
The Village People.
Really?
Oh my god, you and your obsession with David Bowie.
He looks good for turning 60 on the 9th.
Stalker.
Happy early birthday, David Bowie. And he hasn't had any plastic surgery.
That's an amazing
stalker.
His face. He ages just so well. He takes very good care of himself.
Yes, he does.
I'm going to be quiet for 3 minutes.
You aren't even quiet.
What kind of music do you like, Will?
Anything that sounds good.
Country? No, so not
what
anything.
What is wrong with country?
I don't like it.
Why?
Because I had to listen to it every weekend going to see a movie with my cousin. I do not like country.
I like Reba McEntire and Tim McGraw. That's about it.
As long as it's not Achy Breaky Heart.
My favorite song.
Or whatever.
You know
that
what?
Song was so overplayed for like 5 years.
My favorite rap song is Does Your Chain Hang Low.
That was my favorite.
I'm getting into rap
childhood
now.
Song.
Gangster or hip hop. I don't know what it's called.
There's like I know there's a difference between rap and hip hop and R&B, but I don't see. I can see the difference between like R&B and hip hop, but not hip hop and rap.
I don't know the difference either. I just put it on a station, and I just kind of groove to it now. I'm like, hey, it's not so bad. Okay.
I like it as long as it's not all. Sex, kill, kill.
There's actually like really good motivational music out there about like, you know, kids, you don't have to do drugs, blah, blah, blah.
I Know I Can.
Why don't they play those on the radio?
They do play it on the radio.
I Know I Can is a really old song.
Really? I thought it was new.
No.
Where have you been?
Under a rock.
That was out like 10 years
ago. I used to never listen to any type of rap. Clean the moss off.
And move. And then
I'm breaking out of my shell. I'm trying different, you know, groups here. I have a whole bunch of people living in my house now, so I'm learning a lot. It's fun.
I used to have people living in my house.
She lives in the party house.
And then they took it over, and then I kicked them out.
Yeah, that's what is happening now.
You've been voted out of the house.
Wait, before they got kicked out, they kicked me out.
Really?
Yeah. Out of your own house?
Yeah.
How'd that work?
They took it over.
Put a cat fight.
And I mean, literally.
Mute me.
They controlled my parents.
That's funny.
But then I got them kicked out.
Woohoo!
And ruined their life. In a nice way.
How do you ruin someone's life in a nice way?
Did you send them a fruit basket or something on their way? Like, here you go.
A fruit basket.
We just helped
tainted
the course.
With
we just
evil.
Helped the course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, can I explain that right? We helped progression go faster.
Yes, it was actually somebody else getting revenge. They just helped it along.
Yeah, with 20 other people.
He wasn't directly involved.
Yeah, not directly, just with 20 other people.
Revenge is wrong, kiddies.
Yes, it is wrong.
If you don't know how to do it right.
It will consume you.
No, but seriously.
Your life, but don't do it. Stay away.
Seriously, revenge... People aren't worth a waste of time.
I know. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Is this like the musical be radio show? It's being broken into how we
feel. Be happy now.
No.
Okay, my 3 minutes are up. See, I told you I can last for 3 minutes.
I'm amazed.
I don't think that was a full minute.
I watched it on the clock. It was 2:27:08, and it's past
that.
Is
there a clock in here?
So there.
Wow, well, I
made sure to watch 3 minutes. Numbers
are. I saw a window where I can see other people that wave to them occasionally.
Must we wrap this up soon?
And it's really fun. I'm having fun, guys.
You should do this again in the future.
Yeah, I plan on it.
Especially when we do that one bi part.
You live near me, right?
No, honey. I live in suburbia.
You live in Pasadena.
Hello, we went to the same school.
And I live in the ghetto.
I never saw you. Wait, yes, I did.
Yeah, I had a little group thing. Oh, my goodness. That's where we met.
I had the worst short-term memory. I can't remember, like,
it's the hair, Seth. It's the hair. If you still had the long hair, she'd remember you.
You did have long hair. You always, like, messed with it, and it was so shiny and pretty.
Yeah.
Oh. Then you whacked it off.
Yeah. Did you donate it? It wasn't long enough, was it?
Excuse me.
It was, but this really irritated me. The woman who cut it, she didn't just lop it off like a winter tooth, because I did want to donate it, because, like, my hair was perfect.
It
as
was.
As close to perfect as hair can get.
It really was. I did like the long hair.
And she didn't lop it off. She went inch by inch by inch by inch.
I had nice long hair, too. Then I chopped it off in a fit of anger.
My hair's too damaged, though.
Did you tell her? Did you tell her you wanted to donate it before she started?
Yes, I did. And then when she started, I was like, what are you doing? She was like, oh, no. And then I looked and it was too short by that time. I was
like, no tip for you, lady.
I didn't tip her and I fought to get my money back because I was really.
You shouldn't have fought to get your hair back.
Yeah. How would they do that? Like,
duct tape.
Micro stitching.
Duct tape fixes everything. Actually, electrical tape.
Duct tape holds the world together.
Gaff tape. Sorry,
duct
tape.
So much tape. Hey, did you know that duct tape was at once called duct tape because they used it in the military? That's where it was originally developed to seal, like, the weapons cases and food cases
don't
and stuff because it was waterproof and it would stick to anything.
Sweet.
They called it duct tape. And then they started calling it duct tape when, like, AC repairmen would use it on the air ducts.
For the ducts, yeah.
You know, I feel like 3 brain cells dumber now. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm just filled with useless trivia.
There's a movie out there about, like, it's in the future, and
children
this
of men.
Guy works. No, it, this guy worked on ducks. He fixed ducks, and it's this really trippy movie. I forget.
Requiem for a Dream?
No, I saw it. My English teacher showed it to me. He showed me a lot of weird things.
Which
I think he was a hippie.
A hippie
in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was
definitely a hippie. Another gay sunshine. Hippie. Yeah. Hippie.
Straight
jacket.
Oh, now
I
want to
know what that movie's called.
Another gay movie.
I like gay movies. What kind of gay movies do you guys like?
Another gay movie.
Another gay movie? Is
that
there
was
one
hilarious.
Called that?
Yeah, it's really hilarious.
I didn't know that.
Straight jacket.
Straight jacket was good.
That's if you're 17 or older, watch another gay movie.
Mm-hmm. Straight Jacket was a very good movie. It was set in the time of the Red Scare, and it was like this actor. It was this actor who was
Guy Stone.
Yeah, his name was the character's name was Guy Stone, and he was gay. And then there was like this big fiasco, and he had to have a farce wedding to like get it to where he could get this movie part and stuff. It's just a really good movie. You got to see it.
Oh,
it's
hilarious.
I
think the cheesiest gay movie I've ever seen was Almost Normal. It's about where this gay guy, he becomes straight. He gets in a car wreck or something like that. He becomes
straight.
We
watched that at Hatch.
Yes. No. At the it was at the chick's house when we were throwing the club party.
Wait, doesn't he end up in
the mountain? We watched that at Hatch, too.
You did? I did not know
that. Is
that
the one where he ends up in the mountain?
What chick's house?
No, like, he's gay. He gets in a car accident, and he wakes up in a world where everybody is gay, and he's straight.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Hmm. You know what's a good movie?
Oh, sign in.
I hear the ringtone for another gay movie.
Oh, no. Cut it. Oh, no. Can't tell me we're putting that song on.
Oh,
what song?
Is that in there? Yeah. Another sunshiny day.
Please don't ever sing again.
I actually like that movie. I mean that song. I'm gonna find it and download it.
What song?
Another Gay Sunshine Day.
The opening theme for Another Gay Movie.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I have to watch that movie now.
I think it was
my
Nancy's
mic wasn't on, even on.
Yeah,
I brought it up on the thing to show Jimmy what the show was, and I didn't know it was gonna play it on the air. So.
Oh, no, that's fine. It was a good musical. You know, a good movie I recommend, but you gotta be 17 or older. Soldier's Girl. Please be 17 or older. Because it is a great love story, and yet it's trans, which is what brings it closer to my heart. But great love story, but please be 17, because if you're not, and I find out, I'm going to whip you, bury you in the ground, and
Showtime,
you wish you were 17 when you watched it.
When it first came
very
out.
Good chance you'll find it on Showtime.
That's a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was very sad, but it was something.
I can give you a lot of movies. Brokeback Mountain, Transamerica, Boys Don't Cry.
Edge of 17.
Edge of 17 was
then there's Almost Normal, and then there's the movie called Normal.
But I'm a cheerleader.
That was the Birdcage.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I haven't watched that yet. I mean to get it.
Tu Wong Fu.
Yeah, Tu Wong Fu.
Oh, I love Tu Wong Fu. That
like
was
my nails?
A great, funny movie.
The lesbian I saw with you, Amber, Two Girls in Love?
Something like that.
The
yeah.
Adventures of Two Girls in Love.
Yeah.
That was an adorable movie.
Kind of cheesy, though.
Very cheesy.
You know what's a good game
Ethan
movie?
Ethan Green's a good movie.
I know what a good game movie is. Al Gore is an Inconvenient Truth.
Huh?
Something about Al Gore, I don't know.
How is that a gay movie?
Maddie thought she was
Wait, is Al Gore gay?
No, the reason... No, I don't think he is.
Okay,
but
no,
the reason
okay,
why
good.
I say that is because every time I turn around, I hear people talking about it, about global warming.
How is that gay?
And there was a guy that walked into work, where I work, and he said, you know, global warming is caused by the gay people.
What?
That's what he said. I swear to goodness
heck.
He said that.
Yeah.
I swear to goodness
that is
he
the
said that.
The biggest load I've ever heard.
And he said that
he
it was a gay movie. So that's why I brought it up, because I was going to come into that. And I'm like, I don't get how this movie about global warming can spawn this guy saying that global warming was caused by gay people. Because you know what? The biggest producer of greenhouse gases is cows.
Actually, most of the ozone depletion is caused by volcano eruptions.
Actually, it's cows. Honestly, the world's largest producer of greenhouse gases.
You do the research. You do the research. Volcano eruptions cause more ozone depleting emissions than all the internal combustion engines in the world.
I said greenhouse gases. I didn't say depleting the ozone. See?
What's scary? Oh, I hate putting on the Discovery Channel. And it's talking about how volcanoes are going to destroy the earth and you don't know what's getting wrecked.
Oh, like that's the super volcano out. In Wyoming? That's going to kill everybody?
Huh?
What?
There's a giant super volcano under Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, yeah.
And it's estimated that if it erupts at one big time, it can send boulders the size of Volkswagen bugs into Texas.
Isn't
black
it
out
about
the sky 10,000
years overdue for an eruption?
Yep. It can erupt in any minute, tomorrow, next year, 1,000 years from now.
Supervolcano is what wiped out Pompeii.
Yeah, and they could do it to us.
Luckily, all of them are under the ocean, but one. But guess what? That one's in our backyard.
Oh, we talked about that 2 months ago. Like, what superhero would you be?
Oh.
We should do that again.
Oh, but there's too many to pick from.
Just pick one that comes to mind.
The gay guy from Draw 'Em Together.
Xander.
Xander.
I don't like that they're making fun of Link. Evil, 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 evil. But yeah, they made fun of Link on that. It's funny, but Link isn't gay.
Link who?
Link from Zelda. The Legend of Zelda games.
Xander?
They're making fun of Link.
Using Xander? I don't really see Link being Xander. Even though making fun of him.
Hello, look at the haircut. It's the same.
If we're going to compare a haircut
but anyway,
of a cartoon
back
character
to
that,
superheroes.
I'd be the Flash.
Why would you be
well,
the Flash?
Because
like
he's
Flash.
Over
in
a Flash.
I'm too lazy and I like to do things really fast to get it over with.
My little Susie Hummer.
I am not a Susie Homemaker. Just because you saw me clean, cook, wash the dishes.
That's part of cleaning.
Okay, that, and take care of my nephew. I am not a Susie Homemaker.
Awkward silence.
Okay, well, I don't know if y'all heard me 2 months ago, but I would be Wonder Woman.
Why?
Why? Because her golden lasso makes people tell the truth, doesn't it? You're like the comic book geek, right?
Yes.
And, like, in a way, I can relate to that because I'm kind of the shoulder to cry on for all my friends. And I make sure, you know, they tell me the truth about things. You know, they talk to me if they need to talk about anything. And then, like, her little bangles. Her power bracelets. They reflect
not
the projectile.
Power bracelets.
Whatever they are, she reflects things with them. And, like, a lot of things people say, they don't really get me down. And, like, major events, they don't really affect me. And I try not to let things get me down. That way I can react to that. And the invisible jet, what you see is what you get with me. You know, you just see Wonder Woman up there.
The Wonder Dome.
You know what I was thinking? Instead of rehatching superheroes, what if we rehatch, and not rehatch, stop with the puns. What if we talk about what supervillain you would be?
Ooh, yeah, that's
instead of superhero. Now, ooh, that one
that
would be a good one.
That is really good.
I think all of y'all know which one I would be.
What? I want to know.
The Brainiac.
You want to be Brainiac?
I don't remember that one.
I want to be the Anti-Monitor.
I'd be the Joker. Just because he's hot in that suit.
I want to be the Anti-Monitor.
Which one is that?
He's the one who, Crisis on Infinite Earths, he, like, you know, destroyed the multiverse.
See, I didn't really have a supervision and a villain. I just wanted to see what y'all talking
about. All-powerful, you know, destructive.
I wasn't in the comic books growing up, so I had no idea.
I'm just now getting into comic books.
He killed thousands and thousands of worlds, destroyed them.
And what comic is he in?
DC.
Like, what's it called?
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
I never read that one.
Oh my God. It's when Supergirl died for the first time.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised I actually know what you're talking about.
He killed Supergirl.
I actually know what you're talking about now. I'm surprised I do. I'm not really into comic books at all.
Yes.
Well, kill him many times, Amber.
How many times you can kill him? How many times can you make a Rocky movie? But still.
Old and flabby.
That's what I'm saying.
Gonna make a...
Hey, when I hear Rocky, I think of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I know, me too.
Great movie.
I actually have to admit.
There's a lot.
No. Stop it. Stop with the musicals. Even though I didn't watch Rocky 1 through 5, and my dad made me go Rocky 6. I have to admit, it was a neat show.
Now, when I think of Rocky, I think of horror movies. Because I'm afraid of Rocky.
I'd be afraid of Rocky, too. He can kick my butt.
I can't wait for the next Halloween movie. The remake.
They're making another one?
They're supposed to make, like,
yes, they're remaking Halloween.
Oh, my goodness.
What is this, like, Halloween 2000?
It's the year of remakes and sequels.
Rob Zombie
is
doing
did you know this year is going to be the year of threes? You know why? There's going to be so many threes coming out of movies. There's going to be Shrek 3.
Mortal Kombat 3.
No, Shrek 3. Spider-Man 3.
Mortal Kombat 3 also.
Pirates of the Caribbean 3. The Bourne Ultimatum, the sequel to The Bourne Identity and The Bourne Supremacy, sure. Rush Hour 3, and Ocean's 13.
Yeah.
That's all coming out this summer.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Ocean's 13. The first two sucked.
They're coming out with Mortal Kombat 3?
Yes.
Yes, this year? I can't wait.
That's gonna be fun.
This year?
Yes, we when? Should see it together.
Yes?
Oh, sometime this year.
And I don't think Mortal Kombat 3 is coming out. Honestly, I don't think it is.
Hey, I'm the film geek.
I'm a film geek more than you. Did you know they're doing Iron Man? How about Fantastic Four 2?
Yes.
Did you know production already started on Indiana Jones 4?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
do you know what it's about?
I don't care what it's about. I'm never going to see it.
But if you're a film geek, you should know everything about films.
But I hate Indiana Jones.
For real.
I know.
But anyways.
What's your favorite modern movie?
Because I know mine, and y'all are going to hate me. If
what is it?
Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, my God.
And that movie was great.
That's the terrible. Sequel to Snakes on a Train.
It wasn't
yes,
the sequel.
Seriously, Snakes on a
Train. It was not the sequel to Snakes on a Train.
I've seen that one.
Even though you think it yeah, was. Really it was just put like together it. Because if you watch the thing on it, what the director was talking about, he just wanted to put the two biggest fears together, really and too. That was Plane and Snakes. That was it.
I've actually only seen the first one.
I haven't seen it
yet. I took my friends to see that movie, and as soon as the beginning of the movie, she threw up all over everyone.
I didn't like Saw 3 for the fact that I'm trying to be a woman, and I took a guy to see it, and the guy screamed more like a girl than I did.
Wow.
Oh, no.
And she couldn't really watch the movie.
But then again, it was
like
a gay guy, so I can see
her
that.
Mouth.
Hey, so we need right, to take a breaky.
We got to wrap it up now.
And wrap up.
Yeah, it's time to wrap up. Y'all give y'all shout-outs or y'all's friends talking.
I love you, Seth.
I love you too. So let's.
I love you, Seth.
So,
I love you too, baby.
We got, like I said, over the next few shows, if we got them around, we're gonna go into depth about the gay men, lesbian women, bi and trans. But at that, Seth, can you rehash our numbers if you can find your phone and get them out?
Okay, I found my phone. Yay!
The Hatch website is www.hatchyoup.org, and the phone number is.
I do not know this by heart.
713.
The phone number is. Hang on.
No.
Look it up.
1-800 call Bob.
No. 713-529-3590.
Nisa Bino?
And the phone number for the GLHS, GLSH, whatever, is 713-529-3211. Those are the people you can call if you're having a problem, you're depressed, you want to commit suicide, and the suicide helpline puts you on hold, or if you just need someone to talk to.
And my phone number is unlisted. Bye, thank you.
So is mine.
I just have
goodbye, night listeners.
What's your
next time.
People usually do shout-outs to people who are not here.
No, it was a different set.
We're not technically allowed for Hats to do the shout-outs.
But it's for the Seth in the room.
Right.
Shout-outs. Yes.
Well, we were told we weren't.
Okay, thank you for the lie. Makes me feel
who
better.
Told us we couldn't?
Well, I remember you saying that earlier today. Okay, anyway, I'm done.
Thank you all for coming.
Good night, folks.
See y'all next month.
Night.
Good night.
Hasta la vista, babies.
Sweet listeners. Dreams.
Bon nuit.
Bon voyage. Arrivederci.
We're playing Kevin Calhoun with Doll on KPFT Houston. Right, we're back. That was Kevin Calhoun. I was corrected. I put L in that.
No L.
That was Dahl. And we are back with Binet. They are in the studio.
Hey.
How are y'all today?
Oh, doing all right.
It's morning.
Morning, afternoon, whatever.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Very early morning.
It's still Saturday. We haven't gone to bed yet.
Okay. Aren't you kind of old, kind of young to be up this late? Of course, I'm kind of old to be up this late. Who knows?
Merlin and I were talking about age, and he'll be 39 in May, and I'll be 26 in May. Oh, man, I've been doing this a little while.
Okay, I turned 48 right week before Christmas.
And next month, I turn 36.
Man, y'all don't look that. So what do y'all got tonight?
Well, we're going to talk about bisexuality in the movie industry and entertainment, books, whatever. There's bisexual people that are famous, well known.
But I guess, the idea is, this thing we call bisexuality, how it is expressed, say, like in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And how the movies might be a reflection of what might see in, real life. And probably the one complaint we might hear about, people ask, well, what is bisexuality? You hear about straightness, heterosexuality,
right,
homosexuality, the two ends of the spectrum. And there's a group of us who say, well, we're somewhere in the middle. And it's like us telling somebody, and of course, it's kind of like, well, what does that look like? I can't see it on the radio, but I'm wearing this little button right now that says, this is what a bisexual looks like. A little button I'm wearing right now. And it's like one time I was telling somebody, it's like you could look out in the world and you see examples of heterosexuality, how you do that. That's sort of the quote-unquote norm.
Right.
And by extension, actually basically what homosexuality looks like. But bisexuality is a little harder because it's basically, it can be somewhere in the middle. It's like there's a spectrum there.
Right.
And, of course, this can be reflected in the arts. One of the things we do, we're involved with a group called Binet Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we typically do is on the first Saturday night of the month, we went to this, we have a dinner meeting. We actually were at that earlier this evening. And we typically will show a film that usually has the intent being having some sort of a bisexual theme. Somehow bisexuality is shown in this film.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's probably closer to maybe being a gay film. But, maybe
it's
still... Right.
Or it can be mostly straight and has bi tendencies. It can be the other way around.
Cool.
Yeah.
Or it can be straight up bi.
Whatever that is. I mean, because in truth, a bisexual person, there's a lot of myths around bisexuality.
Right.
It's like,
from the gay community and the straight community.
Right. Basically, we'll do it with anything that moves. There's actually a magazine by that name, anything that moves.
Oh, man.
Well, in practice, or maybe a bisexual person has, they both have both boyfriends and girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in practice, the norm seems to be that most people may tend to, favor one direction or the other. So, like I say, when I call myself bisexual, but I will say I tend to favor the straight side in that my primary relationship is with a woman.
Right.
And generally speaking, in everyday life, I tend to find women more attractive than men. Having said that, if the opportunity presents itself to go and have sex with a man, I would.
Right. It is, like you said, it's on the continuum.
Right.
Some people are one side and the other.
I mean, you got some people that are mostly gay. They're on the 5 on the Kinsey scale. And you got some people that are very, very straight, but, maybe think about it every now and then. Maybe done it once or twice in their whole life.
Right. But sexuality, I mean, you can't put a one on one and the other. It's just...
And so, one of the things, I guess one of the ideas, Robin came up with this idea for a subject for tonight. And in the book, almost the Bible of bisexuality, is a book called The Bisexual Option by Fritz Klein, M.D. And he has a couple of chapters in there on the subject of bisexuality as it's been shown in the arts. It says there, the chapter is the bisexual in history and the arts. And he talks about, how that person has been shown in books or in movies or plays or whatever. And there's even a appendix in here that shows listing various movies and books that have been
that's helpful.
Yeah. Now, looking through here, it probably has a slight bias in the book. The book was originally published, I don't know, about 1988-89, so it's talking about movies up to that time.
Right.
And then doing research for tonight's show, I went and looked through on the internet. I found a website called outfilms.com that has reviews of GLBT-themed movies. Hmm. And they have a subsection for bisexual. I found, you know, two or three dozen films. I just kind of went through at random, picked out some, just caught, wrote them out, printed them out on the computer.
And then you put down movies that are like foreign, you probably would find a lot more bisexual movies that are foreign than here in the United States.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so just from the subject of movies, we have a lot to talk about how this thing called bisexuality has been shown in movies. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's shown in a way that I might label as healthy. But this, this person, you know, has the ability to have sexual expressions, feelings for both sexes. May tend to favor one direction or the other, but at least positive about it. Then you got others where maybe it's kind of just kind of on the side, just incidental. And other times, it's if this person's got a problem, this right. person doesn't know where their sexual compass is pointing.
Yeah, they call it in the book, it's in the bisexual auction, it's called unhealthy bisexual.
Yeah.
Mm.
Actually, talking about making that theme a for next show about, you know, a healthy bisexual versus an unhealthy and what that may mean
and what it looks like and right. what that.
So,
do y'all tend to think that I guess over the long stream that they're of course straight movies and then now gays are more intermixing into the movie stream? Do you think that the bisexual is something that they kind of left out or more of?
Well, yeah. I guess the problem that a quote unquote bisexual person can fit into, you know, this broad spectrum just by, you know, depending on their own personal
it's
definition.
It's kind of like Brokeback Mountain. I kind of look at that more of a bi movie than a gay because of the situation that they're in, where the two male lovers are basically are in a heterosexual relationship, mm-hmm. and instead of just going ahead and maybe come up with other excuses why they can't be with Hawaii and separate or whatever the time period it was. I haven't seen the movie yet, unfortunately, so I don't know exactly what the time period was.
I think it starts out in the early 60s and goes over a 20 or 30 year period.
And it's kind of like there's a lot of people that actually come up with other excuses why they need to separate from the relationship, maybe relationship's strained. In the movie itself, I don't know how relationships were with the females. If the relationships with the female were very healthy, where they basically love each other and the woman doesn't have a clue that there's something going on, that he's probably happy with her. And emotionally, he does have a connection with her and he really does love her. But then he has this other side that he loves this other guy, too. Well, a lot of people kind of put that as category as more of a gay movie. Well, to me, when I kind of viewed it more as a bi movie because of the situation. Well, everybody has their own opinion, and they can view the movie either which way they want.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some movies out there that might be viewed, labeled as gay, but as you really look at the overall picture and how it's put together in these situations, it might be more going towards being bisexual than what you think it might be when it's being categorized.
Mm-hmm. So, we've got a couple of lists here of movies that we've found information on. And probably let Robin do most talk here. She's more of a movie person than I am. So
well, some of these movies signifies maybe a healthy relationships, a bisexual relationships, and some of them signifies a very unhealthy relationship. Sunday Bloody Sunday was more about this guy that was basically involved with a man and a woman, but he was very abusive towards the man and the woman, and kind of knowing a man and woman have needs.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. One of the things that I learned about an unhealthy relationship, bisexual relationship, which it fits in with gay and straight relationships too, is when you're real, real needy, and you're needing this person instead of you giving to the person, you needing this person. And a healthy relationship mm-hmm. is more like you giving to that person, the other person's giving.
Right. That's kind of
give and take. Hmm? It's mm-hmm. a give and take, and that's a healthy
right.
relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. The movie itself just kind of quick, if you haven't heard about it, you know, the movie's called Sunday Blaze Sunday. That's also a phrase, you know, there's a U2 song by that name.
I love that song.
It is in reference to a couple of events in Irish history where, don't know all the details, but basically there was a conflict, you know, between some Irish rebels and the British Army, in which several people, a lot of people ended up getting killed in a massacre. In this case, the movie is referenced to, and I think part of the name is because it is, apparently the movie is set in Ireland.
Mm.
It's from there, made sometime in the early 70s, I think 72. Let me look at my notes here. Movie starring Peter Finch, Glenda Jackson, and the bisexual person was a man named Murray Head.
Huh. And
it was in the 70s, you said?
I think about 72. At least.
Yeah.
But basically, it did involve a case where this bisexual man did have both a boyfriend and girlfriend. The boyfriend was a gay man. I think he was a doctor, and the girlfriend, what did I say here? Look at my notes. Just says he's a divorced working woman, but that they basically have that, you know, this little three-way thing going. And apparently, at first, the gay man and the woman, who I think, you know, I assume may have been straight in the movie,
uh-huh,
didn't know about each other. And then the bisexual man somehow let him know, hey, I need to tell you something. And, of course, it just talks about me as a background. Just at that time, there was a lot of questioning, a lot of the sexual revolution been going on. And there was just a lot of stuff going on concerning the nature of sexuality.
Right.
And
something I need to throw in here, too, because there were movies about gay people and bisexual people in that time era. But because it was in that time era...
Mm-hmm.
The gay or bisexual character had to be viewed as perverted,
right,
and had to come to a bad end. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's how most of those movies ended back in the days.
Yes.
Where today's movies ended more on a good note.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to.
Yeah. Because,
and more you'll see movies where a character may be gay or bisexual, and it's just... another part of the character. It has nothing to do with the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, as I say, in this movie, Sunday Blaze Sunday, I think that was playing a theme that had this guy going both ways.
Second,
you know, he could go either way and usually did.
Speaking of that type of term that you just said, Jim, we went to movie night tonight at the Gay and Lesbian Center on 3400 block, on the second floor, 3400 building, Montrose. And, the movie was basically a monster movie, but it was based on this monster girlfriend. Was
a mob.
She was dating one of these guys' mob.
I think basically she was a prostitute being...
a
prostitute.
She was a dancer, stripper, prostitute, and he bought out... She was working in a strip joint, and he managed to take over management, and they ended up dating, and she had basically ended up stuck with him, and... Then all of a sudden, this lady, she gets out of prison, I think. She was basically what you call more of a bird butch.
Butch type?
Yeah. Very attractive, though. And basically, the woman wanted out of the situation. They had a love affair with each other, so the bisexuality kind of came out with that. But I kind of liked the way the story ended, even though it ended in a really... kind of bad note for the monster people.
Several of them got killed.
But for the two females...
Oh, let me jump in here and remind people they're listening to radio on After Hours, KPFT Houston, and KPFT.org on the World Wide Web.
90.1 FM.
Yes.
You're going to miss something.
No, you got it right. As long as you say KPFT Houston.
There we go.
That's the magic phrase there.
Oh, I was saying it ended in a good note because the two females ended up together. And basically, they drove off in the sunset, so to speak.
Yeah. Like, man, the movie was Bound.
Yes, it was called Bound. Unfortunately,
I loved that movie.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the name. I didn't get the write-up on it because we were busy trying to get everything together and everything, and I just sucked my mind to write down the bio on it. It's a really good movie if you're into, like, a lot of... it's pretty violent, and they do got some little hot scenes in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, I like this.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Calm down. We can wait till later.
But The movie itself, if you're into, like, violence, I wouldn't let anyone real young watch it, like kids or anything, but if you're into, like, a little violence, shoot 'em up, bang, bang, or whatever, it's a really good movie.
Okay, what other films we got listed there? And like I said, I went through this list on the outfilm.com website, and you might just pick stuff at random, but found various films that did kind of look at how they treated the bisexual. Some films are very, you know,
kind,
generous, and others were dumb. The movie, I mean, I'm reading the reviews, and I mean, one movie, the guy was saying, don't watch this film.
Oh, wow, yeah, I think that was, I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to have to check it out.
I mean,
out.
I was kind of wondering what species of snake venom he was using in his printer.
He was pretty rough in most of these movies.
Right.
Even those people that got his underwear torn too tight or something.
Okay.
Curious. He slam dunk curious.
Okay, what was that film all about?
Well, it was about this straight man. He walking past a gay bar, and basically he ended up going in there, and he ended up doing it with one of the strippers in the gay bar.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't say too much else about it. I'm going to have to check the movie out myself to see what more about it. Now, this other movie, Kenzie, I have seen before.
Oh, yeah.
They don't really show any...
Yeah, what is that movie about?
It's about the guy, Kenzie, that wrote books about sexuality back in the
1940s. 50s.
50s.
Yes.
And I wanted to see
like one of the first studies and views on sexuality that was published out and put out. And come to find out that he's bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was openly about it.
Yes.
And they did a movie about him. I've seen the movie, but they might have had some scenes in there, but I just probably don't remember because it's been a while since I've seen the movie.
He was open about his bisexuality among his friends.
Right.
This is the 1950s. Nobody was openly
bisexual.
Well,
I know his dad didn't know about it.
Right.
Straight people weren't open about their sexuality.
His dad was like very...
But Alfred Kinsey... gave us the 0 to 6 scale of 0 being straight, exclusively straight, 6 being exclusively gay, and all the other people fit in between.
Which is the bisexual
which tells
people.
Me that there's more bisexuals than gay people or straight people.
Right.
It's a big bell curve. Yeah.
Let's see.
And he also developed the 10% of the people are homosexual.
Uh-huh.
Through his studies.
Yeah, I'm going to find out some more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, that was pretty good that he put that out there in that time period. It was pretty, I mean, it's like I didn't know that for a long time.
That research in the 50s was groundbreaking.
Yes, it was.
Big time.
And until the movie, I had no idea he was bisexual.
I didn't know that either. I thought he was heterosexual all the time. I didn't know he was bi. I mean, I should have known him doing this scale thing, should have told me, but I guess
he had
to connect
the dots. With, right.
Yeah.
Inclination to it.
I mean, that, and Frida Kahlo, it's another movie that I saw about this famous painter from Mexico.
Yes.
Which, when she was very young, she got in one of those bus, those trams, whatever you call those things.
Huh?
Those tram cars.
Okay, street cars.
Trolleys or whatever you call those things.
Yeah.
In an accident and very severely injured her back.
Yeah.
And she's, I mean, I love her artwork, for one thing. I'm into art really bad, so I was really into her back
into
then.
The movie and,
But the movie that they done for her, they basically had her showing her bisexuality in the movie. She was married to her husband,
Diego Rivera,
most of her life. Even when she died, she was married to him and very in love with him and stuff. I mean, they had their little fights and little ups and downs. I mean, the guy could be a real jerk sometimes.
He was a narcissistic artist.
Yeah. So he can basically do things that can hurt her pretty good. You know, he can be pretty a jerk, and other times he can be okay. But she tolerated him, and she stayed with him. And there were times when she had her little flings on the side, and she had her little affairs of girlfriends and stuff. And they openly expressed that in the movie, which I was so glad they did. So, And that's,
so it sounded like more of a on a positive twist.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
That's good.
Yes, since this movie was made, was it in the 90s? Made this movie was in the 90s.
Late
90s. Yeah.
Yeah.
This movie was made in the late 90s. This is where they really started making gay people positively more. Mm-hmm. And they started, I mean, the gay people was a little more earlier, they started making the more positive notes, but bisexuals, it was more kind of more of a erotic or, I mean, neurotic.
Yes.
Behavior. It's a deviant behavior, and that's more of a, oh, she's just having a little something on the side. She got a little girlfriend. Oh, that's nice, you know. More like that than, oh, she's nuts.
Yes.
You know? And they put her out there as an intelligent female, even though she's going through this back pains. You know, she had problems with her back hurting, but she took it with stride, and they showed that in the movie. I really, really liked the movie, and they put her out there the way that she probably would have wanted them to put it out there. And the Kinsey movie, they did pretty good, too. Next movie I was maybe seeing was Virginia Woolf, movie that Virginia Woolf did. Can't exactly remember the name of the movie, but it was basically a movie.
Is it The Life of Virginia Woolf?
Yeah, and I think it was it like on three time spans.
I didn't see the movie.
I didn't either.
What it showed her where she was living.
She was a bisexual writer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was reading up on her, and she would go have these little clubs that they founded. They, mm-hmm. The women come together, and they were basically it was basically a bisexual club. But they, you know, they didn't mention that back then, but that's what they did. They had these little parties and clubs and get-togethers and stuff like that, you know. Just like way back at the turn of the century, where, oh my God, that's just a no-no, you know. And it's like, here she is having these parties and doing all these different stuff.
And she was also married.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was married. And evidently, I don't know if the husband knew about it or not, but it was happening.
Well, I think he was bisexual, too.
Oh, okay. I didn't read that part. I'm going to have to read some more.
All right. looking through the notes here, there's a movie here. I'm looking at my notes here. I don't see a date, but I think it's pretty recent, probably more in the last year or two. It's something called The Dying Gaul.
Mm-hmm.
It's green here. In his directorial debut, award-winning playwriting screenwriter Greg Lucas, who also did movies Prelude to the Kiss, The Secret Lives of Dennis, has adopted his play, The Dying Gaul, into a gripping romantic thriller of love and deception. And it's basically a man who happens to be bisexual has written a movie or play based on his experience where I think his experience of his lover dying from AIDS. And then this movie executive wants to buy the rights, but he wants to change it so that it's a woman who's going through that.
Uh-huh.
And the movie evolves where this Hollywood executive somehow starts having sexual feelings for the guy. His wife finds out, so she starts up a romance with the guy, too, and so that apparently becomes a very interesting
That's
situation.
The right. Dying Gaul started its life as a novel.
All right.
That was made into a movie.
You're right.
And what's significant about it is it's one of the few openly bisexual novels
right.
that was made into a movie.
All right.
Usually, gay GLBT literature
doesn't make the transition.
No. Oh, okay.
There's a lot of novels out there.
Yes, there are.
Oh, hey.
And you know, there's been a lot of talk about making a lot of different GLBT novels into movies, but they really haven't done it on the scale that they did with The Dying Gaul.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's good.
Let's see another film. Got listed. Alexander.
Yes.
That movie was...
Yeah.
They put the bisexual in there.
It was like all
it
about...
It was all about that.
Yeah. I had mixed feelings about that movie.
And I was like, That's the first time I seen a movie where it was the focal, almost the focal point. I was like, oh my God. That's why I had to go get it, because it was like, I couldn't believe it.
I didn't get to see it.
What
was your objection to it, Stephen?
It was, I mean, because of Alexander and his history, they did put so much emphasis in the bisexuality side of it, which, mm-hmm. I mean, is great, and that was a part of his life, but they put, and they completely pretty much left out the fact that he conquered so many different regions.
Oh.
And he made it, they made it into more of a, he conquered them, and he moved on. They didn't signify that he conquered them and brought up their class of living and helped
the
way they did it.
Yes, he did do that.
He really did a lot to each one as he conquered and went across Europe.
Which is how we kept them.
Exactly. And, you know, it really made everybody happy. Mm-hmm. But they put so much emphasis in the guts and the, you know, and the fighting, the battles, and the bisexual in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They probably done that, too, because a lot of people are so short-term memory now.
Right.
Now, me, I would like it if they added more. Yeah, to me, yeah. I would watch it anyway if they did it like that. Because me, I look at the history more than...
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to have all that stuff in there for me to watch a movie. But some people, they have to have all that stuff in them just to get their attention to spend the money to go.
And it's
unfortunately,
a lot of tickets. A lot of money.
Unfortunately.
Right. I'm reading this quick review here on my notes, and it just says... The first guy who wrote the review said, the Greeks are unhappy because Stone portrayed Alexander honestly as a bisexual man. The gays are unhappy because there's no man-on-man action, but we do get man-on-woman action.
There was
you just
close
can't
to
win.
Man-on-man action in that movie.
Oh, come on. It's close enough to me. It's telling me the whole
thing. There was enough.
Okay. I've not seen that film. I'll have to arrange to go see that.
It was a good... I don't know.
Well, to me, it was good, but some people, they have different views, so everybody have their critics.
More of a love hate from you.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's okay.
As Merlin tries to come in.
Okay. Alrighty.
Make sure nobody didn't hurt themselves.
What other movies you got?
Hello,
Grace.
Well, I wanted to bring up some... I kind of wanted to bring up some issues on movies that I seen on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time that I seen bisexuality, even though it was a bad bisexual, unhealthy bisexual thing, is that movie about Jim Jones. They had a scene in there that was really weird. At first, and I didn't know what it was at first, until I watched it again later, and I knew,
Yeah, for those of you who are 20 years or younger, you're talking about Jim Jones and the thing that happened to a cult he was leading down in Guyana
Guyana. Yeah, he basically was a cult leader.
Mm.
He started off as this little black church, and it grew and grew and grew, and I guess it went to his head and went nuts. And he had about, how many people was that?
A lot.
900
something like 900.
And basically it was a mass suicide at the end. And
There was a TV movie made about it.
In the TV movie, they had a scene in there when a guy was trying to leave and try to get him to stay. He had sex with the guy. And made the guy fall in love with him. And this guy was married and stuff. And Jim Jones was married.
The History Channel just did a big thing over that.
And I'm like, whoa. This is like back in 1977. This is when I saw it when I was a little kid. I couldn't understand it then until I got older and I looked at it and I go, oh, that's what that was. But that was like one of the first times I seen that bisexuality, even though it was unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that you see a lot of bisexuality, even though it's not healthy, is the movie, it's the show that comes on HBO. It's a show about the jail being in prison.
Oz. Yeah, before we get to that, Big Roy called in to mention that with that movie Alexander.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You should get the director's cut.
Oh, I have it.
Oh.
I have it at home right now.
He said there's plenty of man-on-man in the director's cut.
That's why I got it.
Okay. It may be. It's sort of like, you know, the version got released in the theaters perhaps emphasized the man-to-woman action.
Yes.
We don't want to piss the real straight people off and the televangelist people. Oh, God, we don't want to run those people away.
The people, the bisexual are still in their own closet. notes. You know.
Now, Oz is the reason that I subscribe to HBO.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my! Oh my God!
It's a lot of stuff on that.
Christopher Maloney, naked. Oh, frontal, naked. Yes.
That you don't see.
It's HBO.
Yes.
You're gonna see something on HBO.
Weekly dose of prison, right?
Yes.
It's worth the extra $10 on your bill.
Lots of nudity in that series.
So they canceled Dead Like Me, so I canceled my HBO.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, and I was watching 6 Feet Under.
But, there was a lot of emphasis on prison sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you call it bisexuality.
Prison is a whole different sexuality.
Yeah,
oh,
because
it's
situational
bisexuality.
Situational bisexuality, yes, because there's no other outlet.
Yeah, uh-huh. And it's kind of like once they get out, they go back to their straight behavior.
Right.
So there's a lot of going on. My cousin, I have cousins that went to prison, and man, they can write a story, a book about how
It's a behavior.
Yeah.
Right. And like you said, it's an out. They have to find something.
Yes. Just like
a
lot of teenage guys who, because they don't have a female outlet for sex, turn to each other.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of times I find out, too, in the female prisons.
Yeah.
A lot of the females, once they get out, they go ahead and either be gay or straight,
yeah.
Bisexual. A lot of times they go ahead and continue being women because it's like, I like that. I ain't going to stop doing it. You know, they might still be with men. They just be bi.
It's more of an emotional attachment.
Yeah, women it's more
prison.
Love, emotional thing.
With men, it's more, the
it's
sex.
It's a dominant, you know.
Use sex as power.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a whole different.
That's a whole different ball of wax and something I have never understood. Mm-hmm. Taking something that is so pleasurable and
making
I can't get that either.
But some people get off to that.
Absolutely.
We used to have a segment on that.
Oh yes. Right. Oh yes.
Occasionally I can sort of, you know, with my own sexuality, I can pick up on that, but at the same time it's not something I have a strong attraction to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, when describing my bisexuality, I said basically you can favor kind of the straight side more than the gay, but
mm-hmm.
play with. And with my attraction to women, it is definitely I'm wanting to be the quote-unquote aggressor.
Mm-hmm.
So when, say, Robin can vouch for this, at least I hope she will. when we are being sexual, it's like, I'm not going to force her to do anything.
Me too, but I had dreams and fantasies about somebody dominating me. I mean, I had plenty of dreams where Cena had jumped me in.
Ooh.
I had Cool J jumped me. You know, it's like, jump me. You know, you can just take over.
Yeah, with Cena, it's like you and about 3/4 of all the women in the world.
Yeah. See, LL Cool J, y'all don't know who that is.
Oh, no.
Rap artist.
When I worked for the comic book store, the only people who bought the Xena stuff were lesbians and bisexual women.
There you go.
And Catwoman, Halle Berry, when she played Catwoman.
Yeah,
ooh,
she was
come
hot.
Come on over here with that whip, baby. Wow, like, all righty. But, yeah, I mean, but naturally, I wouldn't want that to happen, somebody to just attack me. That's, like, one of the worst things can happen.
Of course.
Right. It's like, it's a fantasy.
Yes.
You know, and it's like,
but act it out right and under the right circumstances.
Well, yeah, you're with your lover or your girlfriend or with your straight partner,
right?
You can like
And while we're talking about bisexuality in the arts, let's talk about Xena. Because Xena and Gabrielle had a very strong emotional relationship together, more than just friends.
And for some reason, they didn't want to put it out there. I guess because they didn't want to piss off those straight people.
They got right up to the line.
There was a scene where they was in the hot tub together, and I was like,
ooh.
Oh, my God.
They certainly got as close as they could without going there.
Oh, yes, they certainly did.
And they actually had a scene in there with a woman. friend actually turned gay. Another female that was trying to be like Xena to dominate her husband, to show her husband, because her husband was attracted to Xena. So she started like acting like Xena.
Like,
and then in a couple of the next season rolled over, she actually turned, they actually had her turn lesbian. But instead of calling her a lesbian, it was calling her thespian.
Oh my god.
I was like, come on, this guy had to just use the word because we know that's what it is.
Use the L word.
Yeah.
But it's like, so, yeah, I don't know why I didn't think of that, but yeah, I mean, that was the main reason why I was watching it, too, because of that, you know, 550 even, million other women.
Even DS9. Deep Space Nine.
Oh, yeah.
Ventured as close as they dare get to the subject of bisexuality.
What was that scene, Merlin?
With Dax.
And she ran into her lover, her wife.
Former, yes.
From her past life, and they must have naked for like over a minute or two. And I was like, I was like, we won that tape. I can't believe that they just played that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, actually,
went there.
In a later story on Deep Space Nine, where Quark goes off into the alternative universe where they have the shadow Star Trek, and it was during their last season, and of course he met the alter. Characters, you know, in the last season, the woman who played Dax was killed off, and the symbiote she carried went into another body. I forget that woman's name, but it was the same theme. But in the alternate universe, actually, they have some women who obviously were lesbians, and they were looking at each other and kind of like, look at you. Oh, wow.
I love that show.
Right.
Jadzia Dax.
Yeah.
And,
And Quark's looking at her and just... He's kind of, you know, feeling rejected, but it's not because, you know, the fact that, you know, one was interested in another woman wasn't the issue.
I'd be like, shoot, I'm just going to look. I mean, just watch here.
On some level, that the only place that is you have to go to a show that's about a time way in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
For relationships that are like... that are considered, like, normal.
Right. So we can get past that, we got to please the Christian nutheads and the so-called straight people that are uncomfortable with their sexuality, have to keep cutting around the bush, the corners and around the bushes. And
something, just think about, something Mike talks about, diversity in the arts and the media. There's a cartoon, an internet cartoon I like to look at. So far, they already haven't touched on homosexuality, at least not directly. But they do touch a lot on diversity. The name of the cartoon is called Kevin and Kel. And the story is that the cartoonist uses animals playing out, you know, in human form. There's a word for it, I can't think of it right now. But it's sort of like it's this alternative parallel universe in which, you know, we're still on planet Earth, but everybody's actually animals.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being divided up by, skin color, by race, whatever, they're divided up by diet. In other words, you got
like
the whole furry thing.
Right?
The herbivores versus the carnivores.
Sounds like what they would call a furry thing in sci-fi fantasy stuff.
And the central characters in the name, you know, it's like this, Kevin and Kel, that's a married couple. Kevin is a 6-foot rabbit, and Kel is his wife, a wolf.
Gee, there hasn't been a 6-foot rabbit since. Tell me about the rabbits, George.
I know. And the whole, that's sort of the central theme. Here's this odd couple who should normally, the wife should have literally eaten the husband by now, but instead they have this loving relationship.
Wow.
I mean, they have children.
Doesn't it?
I mean, she has a son who is half fox, whose father was killed in a hunting accident. A moose stepped on him.
It's like,
the husband has a adopted daughter who is a hedgehog.
Oops.
Okay. So, and then they did have a child is a carnivorous rabbit. So, and then there's all these other characters going on.
Carnivorous rabbit.
Yeah.
Ooh, lovely.
Who's about maybe 2 years old and has, you know, a very healthy diet.
But, where, you know, is the show on?
It's a cartoon. It's a drawn cartoon. It's on the
Cartoon Network?
No, it's on the internet. It's www.kevinandkale.com.
I got you.
And something, it's very, I enjoy it. It's just, it's been there several years. And again, it, like I said, so we really haven't touched on, you know, sexuality per se. But, you know, there's a lot of the other issues. I mean, there's this case where this male wolf, his girlfriend is a sheep. There's a story behind that. And then somewhere along the story, he ate some grass. You know, canines will eat grass with their stomachs upset.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you realize he likes eating grass.
Grass. So he's a...
He becomes a herbivore. I mean, he actually goes so far to have four stomach surgeries installed. And his teeth altered.
Yes, they'll go outside and eat grass when they don't feel well, but they'll wait till they come back inside to hurl it all back up.
Oh, yes. So. I know about that.
On the carpet.
I don't have animals.
And so there's just this law. I mean, to me, it's just a fun cartoon. Just it provides this, you know, alternative view. I mean, there was a series of cartoons about the you know, when people were worried about all this year 2000, all the computers got shut down. So one of the other characters was given this magical power by it had this thing called the bird conspiracy, where in truth the world was actually being run by the birds in the background. Okay. But they wanted to turn control over to, you know, wanted to get away from doing that. So they set up this master computer, and to hide that fact, they gave this one character the powers to go out and fix computers by zapping them. You know.
It's an interesting twist.
Yeah, you know, so they could, you know, so the birds could sort of stop trying having to run the world, let this computer do it.
Well, you know, years ago, Hitchhiker's Guide said the mice were running the universe, so, you know.
Right.
So anything's possible.
That's a cartoon on the internet that looks at, you know, the issue of diversity from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. KevinandKale.com.
Kevin and Kale. It's, the word Kale is spelled K-E-L-L.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be sort of play on words like, you know, heaven and hell.
Right.
So.
Speaking of cartoons, I remember I used to read Dice to Die For. And in that comic strip, you can go to, like, bookstores have it. I used to go to this bookstore called Crossroads. And I used to get from there because...
The dearly departed Crossroads.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite places to go to.
It's a great place to hang out and feel like a laboratory, like a zoo exhibit.
Even though I find out that the person that was running it was straight, I was like, really? Oh, crap. they had a lot of stuff on women in there. That's what I liked, because a lot of times you go
did have a lot of books, which was good.
When they started...
when I went in there,
were a bookstore.
They were a bookstore. They were on Alabama. Mm-hmm. And they were a tiny, comparatively tiny, little bookstore that was run by lesbians and feminist types of all. And because I remember going there when it was still on that on Alabama, and it was this tiny little lovely little, and then they put it over here on
Westheimer,
and it all went, you know, into this big thing.
Yeah, that's the reason why I went in there a lot, because they had so much stuff on women, sex, women relationships, women with children, lesbians with children, you know, that are raising kids, all this different stuff. It's normally when you go into a place, it's mostly triggered towards gay males. And
most of our publications are.
Most of the publications. So it's kind of hard to find publication on lesbians unless you go to a straight bookstore, like Baldwin's or Baldwin Books or
Bookstop
or something. Yeah, you have to go
Barnes
there
and Noble.
Instead
and
of going right in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they had this comic strip today. I mean, they had all of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, which they have them at Hollywood. They do have them there, but they only have, like, maybe one or two there. But with that, they had all of them. And they had a scene, a character in there that was married at one time. And she's with a gay lover right now. And she has a child by this man. And she basically had joint custody with their child. And I was reading that. I thought that was pretty interesting how they had this relationship.
Mm-hmm. I know. There's a lot of relationships. There are a lot of, you know, people talk about how gay, lesbian, whatever, relationships, there's not, you know, there was a time when, you know, a lot of them didn't have children. Now it's like, even, you know, they're going out of their way to actually have these families, or they have the family, they have children from a previous
that they bring
into what is now their lesbian.
Yeah, that's how this was set up. And
you know,
basically, she still have a friendship with the child's father.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, because the child, you know, they gotta pass the child from one place to another on a weekly basis because of the joint custody. But I like the way they had it set up. Mm-hmm. And one of the other movies I kind of wanted to bring up too was Rocky Horror Picture Show, because it's like the year this movie came out, it's like, that's incredible.
That movie covered all the bases.
I mean, it covered everything. I was
right.
Whoa! And they were so open about it. It was like, and they didn't like use cover up words and then they was just straight up.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to a sci-fi con that did the Rocky Horror Picture Show during part of the convention, and oh my God, there were more boys dressed in as girls.
Every good queer should see
something
that.
About absolutely. Those girder belts with the fishnet stockings with the little girder belts.
There you go.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that movie basically had some bisexuality in it too, you would never hardly.
The main character, the you know, Frankenfurter had, I mean, you know, went there with both, you know, Susan Sarandon and Barry Bostwick.
He climbed up in the bed with everybody.
Brad and Janet.
He's got friends with that another person. He go, let me go climb up another bed. I like. That's cool, man. That's bisexuality. And it was on a positive note, too. He was the top. He was the top.
He was always on top.
Yes.
Quick story here. Back when that movie was originally came out, was getting real popular. If I had the courage, I probably would have gone and seen it then. I wasn't ready. I didn't really see the full film here until maybe a year ago. It was over at Gigi's house. But I heard about it, and so I was at least curious. But my sister got into going to it. And, you know, my sister's actually had been good friends with several gay men over the years, still starting from that period.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, for first they'd get the friends get together and go every Friday. But then after a while, they did start doing the dressing up. And there was this one evening, there, you know, her and her friends were getting ready to go, and she came out of her bedroom. She's wearing, you know, this fishnet stockings, a leather jacket, high heel shoes, a little bit of makeup. And I just looked at her and said, what would you charge for an hour? I mean, you know, the saying about if looks could kill, she gave that kind of look.
It's one of those things that David wasn't ready at, but she was ready, even though she's heterosexual.
Right.
I made friends at one of the sci-fi conventions with a popular sci-fi writer who dressed as Magenta at one of the cons. And she could do the part because P.N. Elrod is my height or shorter and has bushy red hair. I mean, the works. I mean, all she needed was the makeup and the costume. And she was there. I mean, she's priceless. And it's just, I mean, she was Magenta. It was, you know, it's like, ugh.
Yeah. Anyway, another movie we talk about here. I just looked through notes. A movie called Dog Day Afternoon.
That's an oldie, but a goodie.
Yeah, Reggie came out in 1975. Director Sidney Lumet. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
And apparently
Sidney Lumet.
The movie is based on an actual event of a bank robbery happened in 72 in Brooklyn, where basically a bisexual man was attempting to come up with the money to help pay for a sex change operation for his transsexual boyfriend.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. In 72, man.
Right. Yeah, then tell them who was in the movie.
Let's see. Yep. Good. Gotta get me some new glasses.
Two rather famous actors were in that movie.
Okay. Apparently my notes don't say. There's the other notes there, so if anybody knows,
they
please tell me.
They have the names on here.
Dustin Hoffman.
Kind of randomly put in there.
Right. But I'm reading the notes out of the Bisexual Option book. But talking about how, you know, he was shown the movie as being a, you know, normal guy, just happened to be Pi, who found himself literally over his head when he's trying to deal with a situation he otherwise did not know how to deal with. You know, the basic point is, you know, he tries to rob a bank and instead ends up in a hostage situation. And I actually have seen the movie. I was on cable once. I missed the first part, so saw the second part. But basically, he ends up in a hostage situation, negotiates it, and then basically gets still, you know, still gets up going down the tube in the
John
end.
John Voight and Destin Hoffman.
Right.
That's a classic.
Right.
And amazingly ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting flick. It's a movie called Relax. It's Just Sex.
I remember that one, too.
Oh, okay.
And that, I'm reading up on that, and that's...
It's like, oh, we may need to go rent that.
Basically, it says a group of friends seems to switch partners as often as they do their sexual orientation. It's a dysfunctional group.
Dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional.
I guess that's what that says. Group that tries its best to ride out their storm and stick together.
Yeah. That they discuss several rather interesting topics in that. They talk about rape. They talk about violence in all kinds of ways. One of the big things that goes on is that there's a scene in that movie where some bashers, you know, try to steal stuff from them and bash the group of friends. And one of them attacks one of the bashers and sexually assaults him. And under the head, you know, and, you know, women had... You know, so many women who had been victims of sexual assaults and, you know, had been told by idiot politicians that, you know, relax, it's just sex. And that's basically what this guy screams as he's violating the violator, you know? you know, it's... Relax, it's just sex. Yeah, you know, and he's very bitter at this point of the movie. And
I'm
going
to have to get this movie.
And look at a review here.
I don't remember much else about the movie, but I remember that scene and about the and the rage in that one character.
Yeah. Check out this other film. Again, we're talking about, you know, how the bisexuals show in films. And, of course, the film quality can vary. I mean, look at this particular film. It's based at the bottom of the review, literally. I mean, something called The Sex Monster. Came out in 1999. Director Mike Binder. And Mike has also starred in the film with a bunch of other people who I personally don't know. And the synopsis, whatever. Mike Binder's fantasy of lesbian love is somehow turned into a very disappointing film of a woman who begins to cheat on her husband with another woman.
You want to try that again with the name?
Okay. Let's see. Mike Binder, B-I-N-D-E-R. Apparently, he's a director. He also was one of the stars in it. And he's got this very long, so it's supposed to be a quick review, but the thing's, you know, almost fills half the page. But the very first sentence simply is, don't bother with this film.
Well, the guy kind of slammed most of the movie.
Right.
He got his underwear on a little bit too tight.
But simply, it's basically, it's like says, a gay man's fantasy of, you know, lesbian sex. That's about it.
I thought riding in cars with boys had a bi twist to it.
Oh, yeah.
And I just looked it up, and I guess on this, it doesn't even say anything about it.
Hmm. Normally, they won't mention
anything. It has Drew Barrymore in it. So, I mean, it is the one that I thought it was. But it says a single mother with dreams of becoming a writer has a son of the age 15 in 1965 and goes through a failed marriage with a drug-addicted father.
Hmm.
So it didn't even... But have y'all seen it?
I'm not familiar.
I've
heard of it. I just have never actually seen it.
Sometimes, by they, like you said, the myth about bisexuality, it's non-existent. And sometimes they have that in the writing or the review.
Mm-hmm.
That whoever wrote the review probably had this non-existent thing with bisexuality. And a lot of times...
It just completely left it out.
It's kind of like the Jim Jones movie. It's like, I didn't know that it was, you know, that bisexual had that in there until I actually watched it. And, like,
you know, there was a time when, you know, to play a gay character was like a death knell for your career. Hmm. Now, you know, and now, not so very long ago, somebody said, oh my God, if you don't have a gay character on your show, you're so out of touch. So, you know, now we and we've just had a show, one of the soaps that is doing a transsexual storyline, which is very cool in a weird kind of way, because, you know, soap operas, you know, they handle everything with a touch of drama. Melodrama. you know, now we just have to get to the point where it's the bisexuals who are cool to have on every show.
Yeah, because I know all my children, they had the character Bianca is coming out as being a lesbian. And then they had...
And then they have Bianca now being good friends with a transsexual.
And then they had the school teacher. I can't think of his name right now. He was actually a school teacher on the show. And he was openly gay. And he actually lost his job over it. But, I mean, that would be cool to see that on the soap. I mean, I like to see some of those actresses that are really hot getting it on with other women.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
not any men you like to see getting along with each other.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's... Because I haven't even... Only mention like Oz and can't really think of any other TV shows that might have that type of theme in it. So, like, we got a little ways to go.
Yeah, really. Okay.
Yeah, how did somebody put it on the subject of gay rights and stuff? It took us, you know, something on the order of 500 years to treat black people like they were people.
Yeah.
And women weren't anything but property up until the 1920s. So at the rate we're going, we may all be long dead by the time, you know, there's equal time shown for all of us in all our various colors.
Because we can just get rid of this. This restrictions on relationships and this restriction on, you know, they just got all these restrictions. Well, once upon a time in paradise, where there wasn't any restrictions and everything was okay. It's like somewhere in the middle of this Christianity and all this other jargon, it's just all these restrictions and, oh, you gotta go by this rule and you gotta do this and do that. It's like, oh, God. Okay.
That's because it, you know, they're not the only religion out there. They just act like it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you gotta go by our religion or else you're just lost. Like, whatever.
Say whatever.
I wanted to bring it out. I think Jimmy mentioned it at the beginning, but tomorrow is PFLAG's general meeting, and we have a big discussion on bisexuality tomorrow.
Oh,
okay.
PFLAG's located, or we meet at St. Paul's United Methodist Church at South Main at Ben's.
All right.
And the PFLAG Houston program, January 7th, will be a panel of bisexual people who will begin sharing their stories with us. So it'll be a, it's a long, drawn out thing, but it'll be a long panel with, looks like, three members. So be good to do.
Oh, what time does that start?
It's from 2 to 4:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, might just,
and it's all for South Main and Bench.
Right, it's on South Main and kind of the museum district.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Rama may have a scheduling conflict, but otherwise, before we leave, I'll write down so the information can at least look it up. If we can't go to the meeting directly, might at least check with them later. Just
maybe sometime in the middle or whatever.
You know, get some more information. Heck,
and then next month is transgendered people.
Okay, I might see if I talk to those people later. You know, maybe get them do an interview or something.
That'd be good.
I've been thinking about trying to find some other people. Mike,
I'll ask them.
Get on the, you know, come on the show with us for an interview, or maybe I can tape it or something or whatever.
We'd like some people to call in, you know, send some email address that you want people to write. Just send right in.
And we can always tape it in the back room and then re-air it later.
Yeah. And what Ron was just saying, if anybody wants to write us, you know, with your thoughts, comments, whatever, a couple of ways, I do have a email address for the show. I call it, you know, for the, what I call the Bisexual Agenda. It's, you know, the address is biagenda@peoplepc.com. That's, you know, biagenda@peoplepc.com. So if you got any thoughts or comments about what we've been talking about or maybe for future shows, you know, give us, you know,
even if you have any complaints. I mean, if you want to.
First, Jimmy always says dirty pictures.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Of course, you can write to us and carry this program.
It is like. If you have any complaints,
he heard it so often.
Pretty pictures. He's like, if you have any complaints or anything, I mean, you can even
suggestions for new upcoming shows.
Oh, yeah, anything like that. You can
love
write
to
us
hear
in or
that there's people out there listening to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're not just all alone in the airways.
We don't just want to hear from you during Pride or Pledge Month.
100 years from now, when we're all dead and gone, there will be a record. There will be recordings left behind with Jimmy's voice going.
Oh yeah, and there's also
Sunday. Well, it's been so long since anyone has sent us some dirty pictures.
Yeah, I gave you some.
I know it.
Really, people, where are you? Come on with it.
Jimmy, do I need you? You know, had the old ones I gave you start to stick together? I get you some new ones.
Buffett Boulevard, Houston, 77006.
Attention after hours.
And another thing is we have Binet Houston. I don't know if they got the website back up again.
I think they still have the old website, though. Some of the information is still good. It's just, you know, we have this strange thing that the old website is no longer being maintained, but you can still access it. The problem is we can't access it to change it. So I'm not sure what that's about.
Well, we get that straight, but it's Binet Houston. And plus, we have some events coming up in the future. And hopefully, we get that straight. We can post that all up there. And maybe we can post it on my agenda, too. Like Binet.
Binet. The monthly meetings that y'all had tonight.
Right. Usually on the first Saturday of the month at
At the Gay and Lesbian Center.
That's a combination dinner and movie meeting.
And they also meet on the third Thursday at the Hobbit Cafe.
Or they're on the. We're on Richmond.
On Richmond, in between Kirby and Shepherd. It's on the Hobbit theme, the Lord of the Rings theme.
Right.
The food is excellent.
Right.
And they
the
also.
Cafe, yeah.
And the future events that we're planning on is Bi Camp.
Yeah, we're working on details. Have a Bi Camp. Don't have exact date, but most. So probably sometime in May.
That's what we'll be aiming for.
That's the camp that Gigi always talks about. Good.
Probably it'd be over at High Rock Ranch, which is south of Bastrop, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And when we get
there in the woods.
When we get the more, when we finalize it, the time and date and all that stuff, we're going to post the address and how to get there and all that.
But we are looking for people may have ideas for maybe little workshops you could do, or, you know, lectures or whatever. You know, quote unquote, on the subject of bisexuality, but in practice, you know, whatever you think will fit.
Plus,
Gigi will probably have the Temple of Aphrodite running.
So there'd be a little kinkiness going on over there, too. Let's see what I can have that.
A little?
With Gigi, it's going to be.
Let's remember who we're talking about.
Right. when I go out there, I always camp out over in the clothing optional section. It's like I said, I find it amusing. I'll be going to one of these campouts with all these gay men. I'm usually the quote unquote straight guy there, but I'm the one walking around with no clothes on. So like, okay, now who's really, out here? Who's the brave
beach.
Man?
That was interesting.
Right. Who's the brave one here? Okay. Anyway, anything else here on movies or do we need?
Well, we have Totally Confused.
Have a few minutes.
I've had that experience.
What's his name of the movie?
Right.
It's called Totally Confused. You can read about it.
Of course, that's what some people say bisexual are. Totally Confused. It's a 1998 director Greg. Trying to remember this. It's Pritikin, Pritikin. So I've got three directors, Greg, Gary Rosen, and Jackie Latzman, where they are. And I think, again, it's a case where the directors also star in the movie. And as well as synopsis is simply two friends struggle with their careers, love lives, and feelings for each other in this low-budget independent film based in Chicago. And it's, let's see. Regular family actors. This is a case where, it's supposed to be a quick review, and the thing almost takes up half the page. So I won't get more.
Probably slam dunk in it, too.
yes. I don't know. Let's see. It tells the story of two slackers working dead-end jobs in Chicago. So Johnny is a music store clerk with dreams of becoming America's next music sensation. He has an agent who is promising big things but never seems to deliver. He also has a girlfriend that is getting a little tired of his lack of direction. His best buddy, Willie, who works in a bookstore and whose most intimate sexual experience has come with magazines. He obviously has feelings for Johnny, but lacks the courage to act on them. When he learns that Johnny once had a same-sex experience as a teen, he begins to find the courage to make his move. And so this comedy has some humorous moments, but a few out loud, laugh out loud periods. Anyway, so we got here all the,
the ones that we managed to print out.
Right,
I mean, there were about 30
there.
Or 40 other ones out right. there that was on the website.
To steal a title from another movie.
Sure.
Yeah, to steal a title from another movie. A review of the good and bad Neil Young movies. Anyway. All right. So, where are we now?
Yeah, where were we? We're talking about entertainment, the bisexuality entertainment industry.
So, all right. So,
basically, a lot of these movies are getting better and better. Showing bisexuality as an overall good thing, but like you said, we got a long way to go.
We do in both aspects, gay and bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that they being more open and more comfortable with the gays and lesbians, because it'll make it more easier for us to be more, come out more in the movies and television and books. Well, luckily the books has coming out a lot more easier in the books earlier on.
Right,
than
the novels and stuff.
The novels and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because basically it's kind of easier to do that. And,
So.
We're getting ready to wrap it on up for our show for this month. Next month we're going to talk about the definitions of a good bisexual and a bad bisexual. And how it affects society and
healthy
and
versus
people.
Unhealthy.
Gotcha.
And if you'd like to get in touch with us, what's the name of the website?
Again, web address, myagenda@peoplepc.com, or in care of this radio show, or sign up with the Binet Houston Yahoo group. Just reach that way.
And another thing is you guys would like to hang out with us bisexuals. You feel bisexual or in the closet, it doesn't matter. It's all going to be secretive if you like it that way.
Confidentiality will be honored.
We have the first Saturday of the month. We have by movie night, where we always have good food. Pago cooks pretty good. Pretty
and
damn good.
Of course,
good.
The thing at the
Hobby Cafe every third Thursday.
All right.
So, great. Let's remind people that they're listening to KPFT After Hours, Queer Radio at KPFT Houston and
90.1.
I always messed that up. Mm-hmm. Or on the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
All right.
Great. And we have some promo stuff we need to send to y'all. And then, there we go.
January 20th through 28th, 2007, the Australian Chamber of Commerce will host the Celebration of Australia, featuring a range of events on Australian lifestyle, commerce, tourism, and culture. The highlight event is a Black Tie Australian Day Gala on Saturday, January 27th at 6:30 p.m., held at the Hotel Derrick in Houston. We will celebrate the diverse wonders of the land down under, featuring a gourmet dinner, Australian Stars Award, silent auction, Australian music, and culture to benefit the Texas charity project, Joy and Hope. The nonprofit project Joy and Hope, dedicated to supporting children with a life-limiting illness and their families with housing, counseling, and financial assistance. Everyone is invited. For more information, go to www.aacc-houston.org. Again, that's www.aacc-houston.org. Or call 713-527-9688. You're listening to KPFT 90.1 Houston.
Sunday through Tuesday, January 7th through the 9th, 2007, Earth 101 and Self-Determination will present a historic and provocative radio town hall meeting. This combined programming initiative will continue to explore the earth-shaking topic of the destructive power of religion, which has been addressed on both shows and which solicits continued listener requests to revisit the topic.
This town hall meeting will encompass both shows, but a special show that Monday from 7 to 8 p.m.
Guests include Mr. Ronald Keyes, Mr. Mahdi Muhammad, and special guest Bishop Carlton Pearson, a contemporary heretic who was a fundamentalist evangelical preacher who lost his place in congregation because he stopped believing in hell and began preaching something called the Gospel of Inclusion.
Listen to Self-Determination January the 7th, 2007 from 9 to 11 p.m. and a special program from January 8th, 2007 from 7 to 8 p.m. that Monday.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.